Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork, and for the very first time attending a live recording of Hashtag Dork here at Idle Hands Brewery. So thank you very much. That's right, a live audience for Hashtag Dork. We thought this day would never come, and yet it is here today as we're going to discuss Avengers Infinity War, and we brought the whole GD group, the Triforce, is here. My name is Rich Keefe. I'm joined by Ryan Davey.
You're supposed to say, Davey, how are you?
Davey, how are you?
I am fantastic. Hello, Idle Hands. How are you guys?
Yes. Yes.
I am actually a real person.
Yes.
I do exist. I'm not a voice on the phone.
We were going to have him on the phone, but we said it's really not worth the effect. Goo would have to hook that up, too. It's a whole problem. Mac and Goo are here as well. Mac, how are you?
I am doing very well. How are you guys doing today?
We are great. Thank you. You don't have to ask anything else back.
Cordial.
No, don't worry about anything back. Goo set up the whole thing. So.
Goo!
So thank you to Goo for doing all of that.
No one. Okay, fine.
Goo, how are you? You're good?
Not good anymore.
You're sweaty?
Yeah.
You're
and
all
no
right?
one chanted Goo.
No, well, that's not going to happen. That's not
going to
happen. Wes is here from the Boxers podcast.
Hello,
Wes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, I'm the big guy.
Marcus is going to be sharing a microphone with Wes from the Boxers.
Hi, guys. I'm the Marvel wet blanket.
Oh, no. But you classed up the place with a nice little jacket top. That's very nice. And our comic book expert, Uncle Buck, is here. Uncle Buck,
Uncle
how are
Buck.
You?
Yeah, I'll get a large buffalo wings.
Yes. That's not how
no?
any of this works.
No. I'll whatever right. pizza you want.
We will get to the topic du jour in just a moment. But first, let's do all the news and notes.
Hit it, baby.
This week in Dork.
Bam, 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 this week in Dork.
Yeah! Oh, that was good. That was honey. Good.
That was really strong. Hey, guys, the Deadpool 2 trailer, the final Deadpool 2 trailer was out this week, and we got a chance to be introduced to a new character. His name is Peter.
Oh, Peter.
Are we on board with Peter, or do we not like Peter?
I'm on board with Peter.
Oh,
big time.
Big time.
I was unsure about the whole thing until Peter.
Oh, really? You didn't
like
it?
I wasn't sure, and then Peter popped
he
up.
Sold
and
he sold it. He sold Peter's in the X-Force now.
I'm gonna
he's absolutely in the X-Force.
Hot chili hot take number one of the day is Peter's dead before he hits the ground.
I would not rule that out.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. But I think it looks good. I'm excited about this movie. It's sort of, you got Solo next month. You have Infinity War, obviously, this week. So Deadpool 2 has a chance to kind of fall between the cracks, but I think it's going to be a monster. I love Deadpool 1. Well, I think it's going to be more of the same.
They moved Infinity War to get away from Deadpool. So, yeah. I mean, that's what they didn't
want. The pre-sales are big on that one, too. I mean,
yeah.
Not as big as Infinity War, which is setting all
right.
kinds of records, but Deadpool 2 is huge. I think Domino's going to be good. The year of Josh Brolin, gang. Are
yeah.
we right? Josh Brolin's
unreal.
Back in a big
yes.
way. So I'm excited for Deadpool 2. You think Peter's going to be dead?
Peter's
going to
oh yeah. You're going to see him for about 5 minutes.
Now, is that who is the character? Is that Robert
Rob Delaney?
Rob Delaney?
Yeah.
So I should have known something was up because Ryan Reynolds had been retweeting Rob Delaney for like months and I'm like, "Why the hell does he care about Rob Delaney?" Turns out he's Peter.
He's
yes.
Peter.
Peter showed up just in time. So I'm excited for Deadpool 2. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. No, this does not. This
Guys,
does not look
calm.
Right.
Now, hang on.
The dinosaurs
on.
Are smart.
Smart
that's
now.
True.
They're smart
yeah,
now.
That's true.
And not only that, we're creating new dinosaurs. And might I think that this is one we have in the movie draft. Thank you, Rich.
Yeah, well, people like dinos. People, everybody here is going to go see the movie. It's going to make a ton of money.
It's,
it's
of
dinos
money.
In the big screen. You're not
yeah.
going to not see it. Are you going to go see it?
I am. But all I want to do is just keep us away from that like Shrek-only episode that's been like the loser has to do a Shrek
oh,
episode.
Yeah.
Like,
we're
going to have several Shrek-only episodes.
So the director of this movie did
yes.
A Monster Calls, and he also did The Orphanage, which is a very like artsy Spanish
yeah.
movie.
How's he going to pull this off?
I hope that he doesn't ruin his career.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I have to say.
You think that he might? You think there's a chance?
Yeah.
It's on the table.
Oh,
Chris
Pratt. Si, senor.
Chris Pratt is likable. Is he
oh,
not?
Absolutely.
Is
if,
he not?
If he's not fat, I don't.
You like fat Chris Pratt?
Like fat
no,
Chris
I know you
fat.
Like fat Chris Pratt. He's skinny no. now.
Did
he's
you
jacked.
Guys like the first one?
I thought it was fine.
I think
I enjoyed it very much.
I think it's one of those. Like,
yeah,
classic,
it's like a 4 out of 6.
4 out of 6. So what yeah. Do we even review it?
Yeah,
think we did.
Yeah, we did.
I think I gave it like a 4.5. Are we doing half stones?
We're doing half stones.
Okay, 4.5.
Doing half stones.
4.5. I think I gave it. I don't know.
That's a good score.
I think
decent.
But the my concern would be Jurassic Park was one of the greatest movies ever, and then the two follow-ups were both trash.
Yeah, but
they
Jeff Goldblum's
yeah.
in this one, too.
Being Ooh, he is.
True.
He is. Goldblum's
true.
Back.
Once again, the dinosaurs are smart. They can respond to people
yes.
in this one. By the third one, they'll be talking.
Maybe.
Maybe. Talking dinosaurs.
Look who's talking to, maybe, is what they would call
it's,
it.
It's just setting up dino riders, which is really all
You're
I want.
For that.
I just
yeah.
want
good.
People to be on the dinosaurs going places.
That would be pretty good. All right, here we go. We have casting news. Unless you guys have something
Ooh,
else in the dinosaur
Ooh,
film. No? No? Okay. All right, good. Casting news, Stranger Things Season 3, which won't be out until 2019, has cast Cary Elwes, who of course was in the Saw franchise. That's the only place you would know him from, is the Saw franchise.
Princess Bride fans?
No, Saw. He's from Saw. Yeah, Saw. He was the doctor in Saw.
The Claw's gonna get you.
He's gonna play Mayor Klein in Stranger Things Season 3. And Jake Busey is gonna play Bruce, who is a journalist for the Hawkins Post.
And that is news about a TV show you just gave us.
That's why I did that. This is This Week in Dork, Ryan. This is what we do. Are you not excited about those casting choices? No?
Cary Elwes, like you said, in the Saw franchise, I mean, it's kind of a cool, you know, bring that horror guy back. He's had some success in horror movies.
Yes, and he's going to play, I think, a crooked politician, believe it or not. Yes, I know. We try not to go politics on the podcast.
Yeah.
But he's going to be doing that.
And you have Jake Busey, who looks
Wait,
weird.
I thought we were going heavy politics today.
No, not today. No, not today.
All right, Ryan.
But anyway, those guys should be fine. Westworld Season 2 begins tonight.
And I was watching.
Oh,
so
look
excited.
At the crowd's liking Westworld. The crowd is in on Westworld.
They're way more excited than we are.
Big Westworld pop. How about that? I did not see that coming.
This is a show about Wesley Burho.
No, it's not.
Westworld.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, it's Westworld.
I get it. Okay.
No.
I like that.
Listen, if there's no samurai, I don't want to see it. I want to see Samurai World. Give me some of that.
Samurai it's called World. Shogun World, right?
Shogun World. Yeah, yeah, Shogun World. I think that's going to be good. I thought it burned really hot for me in the first season. I liked the first season early on, and then it kind of lost its luster. But I'll be back tonight. I just don't know if that's a standalone episode, although the crowd here seems to really enjoy Westworld.
Looks like you are going to do Westworld, huh?
So maybe it will be. Maybe
just,
it will
just
be.
Just big fans of banging robots. That's everyone just
right. Who isn't?
Yes.
Who
isn't?
Cautiously optimistic.
They want to murder. They want to
cautiously optimistic?
Cautiously optimistic.
Right. Not much of a rind on you.
I don't know where they're going to go with it. If they spend too much time in Westworld, I'm not going to like it. I want Shogun World like Wes.
What's smarter, the robots in Westworld or the dinosaurs in Jurassic World?
Dinosaurs, easily.
Dinosaurs.
Holy, they can open windows.
They can both open windows and doors.
Oh, that's true.
We don't know if the Westworld folks can open windows
yet. That's true. We have not seen that yet on the screen. All right, the final three Saturday Night Live hosts of the season. Everyone's like, shut up, nobody watches it. But guess what? Me and Davey still do. We still watch the goddamn show.
They are batting 2 for 3 here.
Mulaney was awesome.
Mulaney was really good.
Mulaney was awesome.
So it's going to be Donald Glover, Amy Schumer, Tina Fey.
Yep. Danny Glover?
And let me
Danny
just say,
Glover, yes.
Hot chili, hot take.
No idea.
Hot chili, hot take number 2.
You don't have to call
That's
out
two.
Every hot chili,
just
hot
a
take.
Show of hands. How many of you are just done with Amy Schumer at this point? Show of hands.
It's the whole goddamn crowd.
It's the whole goddamn room.
I don't think you realize she has sex with men.
But she doesn't. Don't you dare. No, don't you dare say that.
And I quote, I could catch a dick anywhere.
She's a little bit chubby, kind of the American average.
Okay.
And she enjoys relations with men.
She's married now. How dare you?
She went out with WWE star Dolph Ziggler for a while.
Did.
Yeah, she told Howard Stern the sex was too athletic. That's a real thing that Amy Schumer said.
We're quoting Amy Schumer this time.
Yes. Yep. Does anybody else have any news and notes they would like to share before we get to the next portion of the program?
Well,
speak now or forever hold your peace.
I'm very excited about Glover. That's going to be a great episode.
Yes, I agree.
And the Tina Fey episode is going to be cameo galore.
Oh, I bet. Everybody. Yeah. And that's the season finale as well.
And everyone looks for Jimmy Fallon to show up.
Oh, yes.
Jimmy Fallon.
And that might be a Nicki Minaj day, too, I believe.
Ooh.
I'm a big fan of Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
But that's neither here nor there. All right, let's move on to the Davey Video Game Minute. Marcus, please.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it usually takes more than 5 minutes.
5 minutes? I mean, come on.
Sometimes you have a lot of news. Ryan, what do you got?
Well, I got today. So the Overwatch Contenders League finally kicked off, which is...
Woo!
Which is basically the G League of the Overwatch Professional League.
Wait, whoa.
So what is just the, guys, on, just guys on, in bandanas?
There's a G League?
Hang on.
Just guys in bandanas? Hey, is that the whole league?
Yeah, so it's basically an indicator.
Oh, that's a gangster joke.
No, go ahead, you talk.
Go ahead, you talk.
No, Ryan, this is your minute. I'm sorry.
So everyone at the table now who plays Overwatch, just pick your phones up. Hold your phones in the air.
What is this? Is it a visual joke?
Notice that they're not ringing. So this league is already bullshit.
That's a good point. That's a good setup.
I mean?
That's a good setup, right?
But
good
we've had,
that's a great,
good setup.
Great joke.
Live setup.
We've had some bad news in Boston sports recently in the last couple days, but I'm here to tell you that your Boston Uprising, the Overwatch League professionals, are a perfect 8-0 in stage two play.
How about that? Good for those guys.
The first team ever to do it. They beat the highly, the Dallas Fuel and the highly touted, the Korean team, the Seoul Dynasty.
Yes.
They beat them in stage
couple
play.
Of nice
so that's
wins
a,
there.
That's a big team.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah. Yep. Boo, boo Korea. All right. So this one.
We don't forget, folks.
Yeah. Any professional wrestling fans in the house, especially my man, my best friend in the whole world, Brian Kennedy, in the back. If you guys are into
keep
professional wrestling.
Keep sitting right next to you.
He's sitting right next to me. Brian Kennedy is the host of the Good Brothers podcast. If you guys like wrestling, it came out the other day that Randy Orton's tattoo artist is suing 2K Games in the WWE because they this is true because they used his work in the game and his copywritten work is I guess his tattoos, so he's actually suing them. That's news.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that.
Yeah,
he's a reasonable human.
So for those of you who are playing God of War right now, the new God of War,
yes,
I am here to tell you I'm about 4 or 5 hours in, and this is worth the price of this thing is legit. It looks amazing. The game is challenging, but it's so silky. It looks great. It's all done in one shot. There's no load times, whatever. I'm going to call
like
it
the kitchen scene in Goodfellas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly what it is.
Same thing.
Wes,
there are no cutscenes.
Wes is about 10 hours deeper in more than I am. So
10 or 12 hours in. It's gorgeous. If you like mythology, nerds? No? Okay. But Norse mythology, the cup runneth over. The controls, little wonky with the controls. You got to learn how to do the things with the things.
Flipper fighting.
But, it's awesome.
If you're on the fence.
You should not be on the fence. There should be no fence.
No, hang on. If you were on the fence about buying a PlayStation 4, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Now is the time to do
Own that. Own that thing.
With this, with Spider-Man coming out soon in the fall, and with MLB The Show and The Last of Us 2. Please get a PlayStation 4, and you can play with us. So that is.
There you go.
And the last bit of news I have, and I hope he didn't look.
I did not look.
I don't know
how to read.
I can't read from this. I don't know if you guys know. Goo is like a little bit of a video gamer, but in like a very specific skill set in that he plays the game Injustice, but he only plays with the Ninja Turtles.
That's it.
That's all.
Yeah, he'll only play if he can be a Ninja Turtle.
Hey, Leonardo.
So this is big for Goo. Injustice just announced that they are introducing a new character, He-Man, to the lineup.
Woo!
What do you think about that?
I'm not going to use him.
You're going to use He-Man.
I'm not going to use He-Man.
Well, absolutely not use He-Man.
No, he's not. So now you teased this to me as I'm going to be so excited for this. I was expecting Shredder. I was expecting Casey Jones. I'm a bit let down.
What if you get Skeletor?
What if you get Skeletor?
Rocksteady,
Bebop?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Krang?
Krang?
But what if
Krang would be good.
But what if
Krang would be very good.
What if we said you could play it on your Dreamcast?
Then you're back in.
I'd be very much into that.
Then you're back in.
MLB 2K1!
No.
And
stop trying to get pop from the crowd. Pretend they're not here. Stop addressing the crowd. I'm saying it right now.
And
oh my God.
I know it always runneth over, but that will be the end of Davey's video game minute for this.
And it's great to be here in Malden, Massachusetts!
All right, let's get on to the comic book minute, shall we?
Yeah, let's please.
His name is Buck. His name is Buck. His name is Buck. He's here to talk about comics. Marvel. DC.
Talk about comics.
Independent labels.
Talk about comics.
Let's talk about them.
Comics.
Wow, that was fantastic.
All right, Buck, good luck following that up.
Apparently, this is also the bathroom break minute. I give Davey credit for his video game minute. Not a lot of people have heard of the new launch of PlayStation 4. When did that come out? Very exciting. PlayStation, if you're on the fence on this new thing, PlayStation 4, which is about to celebrate its 7th anniversary, let's go ahead. The only real news I have this week, besides my top 6 Thanos stories,
a juicy
for
6-pack,
Infinity
War,
is the launch of the first ever 1,000th issue. That's easy to say of Action Comics. Action Comics hits number 1,000, and it means the arrival of Brian Michael Bendis to the lineup in DC. His first full work will be May 5th. In DC number 0. But go check that one out. It's getting kind of mixed reviews at the moment, but go read Action Comics number 1000. Let's go ahead and jump right to the 6-pack of Infinity Stone.
Marcus, want to sing that?
Goose, TM. Goose, just a 6-pack.
Thank you.
It wasn't my best.
That's probably plenty.
So when it comes down to, yeah, thank you. When it when you talk about Thanos in comics, yeah. Okay, his first appearance was in 1973's Iron Man 55. So I'm going to give that an honorable mention. It's kind of a small appearance. In fact, the robot version of him makes more of an appearance than he does. But that was his first one. But if you want to read Thanos comics, okay, Avengers Annual Number 7 and Marvel 2-for-1 Annual Number 2 from 1977, okay.
Oh, he has those right there. Can you believe that?
Look at that.
That's the first
props.
Avengers
props,
Thanos.
Yeah, look, the crowd loves it.
Ooh.
The crowd loves
they like
it.
That.
Yes, they do.
We won't be auctioning those off. And that's our first Thanos Avengers where they really go at it. It's a great Jim Starlin two-part series. You know, Stan Lee, Jack Kirby built everything that we're talking about, but Jim Starlin, this is really his baby. This entire Infinity War thing, the entire Thanos thing is from Jim Starlin. 1982's The Death of Captain Marvel. Thank you. And now I have a Vanna White with me.
Show the back. Show the back.
Oh, look at that. So Captain Marvel is dying, right? He's got cancer. And all the other superheroes come to kind of bid their respects. And it's a great story. Actually, it's one of Marvel's best works of all time as far as a story goes. The story of him passing over and Thanos fighting him one more time. Thanos Quest. Thanos Quest. The Return of Thanos in 1990. Number one and two, Jim Starlin and Ron Lim art. This is the return of Thanos as Mistress Death pulls him back into the Marvel Universe. And then you get to read more about it in Silver Surfer, 1990, Volume 3.
Oh, they do not like Silver Surfer.
Wow.
They have turned on him.
Check this one out, though. Issue 34 to 59, a great Jim Starlin story that leads up to the Infinity Gauntlet.
Marcus can't even get a beer.
1 through
oh, yes.
6.
We have that over here as well. The collected edition.
This is, and by the way, issue number 4, maybe my favorite comic of all time. Thanos, yes. If you haven't read it, goes out and
very visual podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. These are all the people who listen to it, that's so right. It's really fine.
In issue number 4, Thanos literally goes out and kills everyone. The entire Marvel Universe gets destroyed. That's great stuff. They came up with a follow-up in 92, Infinity War, which was garbage. Infinity Crusade in 93, which was, you know, the checks cleared, but it was terrible. But then the only thing we're looking at now is Thanos Rising from 2013. This is really the only thing from Marvel.
Yeah, that's real nice.
The Marvel Now series. Nice. But it's all about the backstory of Thanos and as he grows to power to become the Mad Titan. Mm-hmm. So that is the comic
very
buck minute.
Very nice comic buck. Thank you very much. Yes, Wes.
If you're here, you can go ahead and turn to the woman next to you and wake her up.
Yeah,
we appreciate that. If there's a lady next to you, say
that
now.
Not very kind. Maybe accurate, but it's not kind. Are you ready, Ryan? Specifically
yes.
For the topic du jour.
What's that, my friend?
Well, it's the topic of the day.
Okay.
And today it is the Avengers Infinity War preview. We found out last week it's 2 hours and 29 minutes coming out this Thursday night. So people are very excited about this movie. Just so we can kind of set the stage here for everybody, I want everybody on the panel real quick to say your favorite and least favorite MCU movie. I will begin. Mm-hmm. Out of the 18 movies we have seen, Guardians of the Galaxy is my favorite. Iron Man 3 is my least favorite.
Okay. I don't know if you heard the 2 hours and 29 minutes. This is my wife, who is to my immediate right, just let out an audible groan for the 2 hour and 30 minute movie.
Yeah, well.
Again, I would say Guardians is one of my favorites. I will also put Civil War on that list.
Yes.
And then I would say Thor: The Dark World is probably my least favorite MCU movie.
So first off, 2 hours, 29 minutes. It is 2 hours, 31 minutes. Too short. Am I right, folks?
Absolutely. Yeah.
There we go.
What I say about playing to the goddamn crowd? Stop playing to the crowd. They're not here.
Guardians of the Galaxy, 40 hot dog movie. Civil War, Winter Soldier, also right there. The worst one, Thor: The Dark World. Yep. Easily.
All right. Yep.
Guardians, easy number one. I can't believe no one said the Incredible Hulk. That is easily the they
because we all forgot about
they
it.
They
forgot
the about character.
It. They retconned.
I think we just assume that doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it does. Wes,
You got to go for me. Winter Soldier. Just rewatch it. It is so chock full of great action. It's got suspense. It's got everything you want.
You don't have to sell us on it.
Sorry, it's great. It's my number one. It should be your number
one. We've all seen it.
Spider-Man Homecoming. It was finally a legit Spider-Man.
He wanted
finally.
He wanted one.
Whatever. Thor 2 sucks all the farts. Every fart that there is. Thor 2.
Back to West for a second. Your 12 favorite and then your 6 least favorite.
I'm gonna do a Goose Juicy 9 pack.
Yes, on Goose, all my Goosey, favorite yes, yes, please. Now, Marcus, you're not a fan of these films.
Actually, I used to be until they made 45 of them.
Oh, okay.
No. Come on.
My favorite.
Like the wrestling heel?
I
hate these movies.
I actually saw the midnight showing of Avengers, and it's actually still my favorite.
The first one's great. Yeah.
And then my least favorite is Skinny Captain America movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the first
one. That's Avenger. That's fine.
Sure. I'm not a huge fan of that.
Oh, thank you very much.
But it has a great movie poster. Sneaky great movie poster.
Yes, it did. Uncle Buck, favorite and least favorite.
Oh, I got to go. The original Iron Man.
Am I getting there? What's happening?
And then I'm... And then I'm gonna agree that the Incredible Hulk was just garbage.
Okay. Now here's the thing. Now they've been saying, the people at Marvel, that the Infinity War is the most ambitious crossover event in history. I would of course challenge that by saying Golden Girls, Empty Nest.
Ooh,
they used to run the dog
call.
Dreyfus used to run
that's
through every once
call.
In a while. It was a shared community there between the two, and then that spun off into the Golden Palace, which is after.
Was that a real thing?
Yeah.
It sounds like a strip club.
A massage parlor.
That was another
Chinese
show.
Restaurant.
That was another show. Does somebody have one that can rival the MCU?
I think we all should because you asked us to.
All right.
Come on, Keith.
I got two.
All right, Wes has two.
I got two.
Yeah, what do you got?
I got Steve Urkel showing up at Full House.
That was a game changer. That was a good one.
12-year-old Wes, his mind was blown out the back of his
head.
He's
not on this show.
And then lastly, I think we all know where we were November 12th of 2014. That was when... That was when Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Law and Order SVU.
Absolutely not. They
got together. Chicago Fire found.
Go get his mic. Go cut his mic.
What if I were to tell you that Alf, Garfield and Friends, Alvin, Simon, Theodore,
wait a minute.
Winnie the Pooh, hold Tigger, up. The Muppet Babies, including Baby Kermit, Baby Piggy,
yes,
Baby
all,
Gonzo,
yes, they're all
Slimer,
them.
Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Michelangelo, and all three of Donald's nephews, Huey, Dewey, Louie, all shared a screen to tell us not to do heroin. The cartoon All-Stars to the rescue holds the record at Blockbuster for the movie that I have rented the most times. Thank you, Ken.
But nothing on crack cocaine, though. They were all about
heroin.
Well,
the kid went straight from marijuana to heroin. It was a big jump.
It's a gateway drug.
But to be fair, I smoked a ton of cocaine this morning, so it didn't do its job.
No, I guess not. Uncle Buck, you have a better crossover event?
Well, as far as the Marvel goes, I think the original Avengers was bigger than this. You had Thor and Iron Man. You didn't know if that was going to work.
Yeah, right.
That was a huge, huge movie, and if that doesn't work, then none of this works.
That's a good point, because you go back to the first Avengers, there had been one actual good movie prior to the Avengers.
Right.
And so you were kind of hoping that it was going to work out.
Iron Man 2.
And we all remember it was Mickey Rourke and his parrot, and we said, this is going to work.
And they're trying their third attempt on the Hulk. But outside of it, how do you not look at Roger Rabbit? And certainly...
Roger Rabbit. I love that call.
How about Ric Flair coming in on the funeral parlor with the real world's heavyweight championship to confront Hulk Hogan, the Pretender. That was the biggest of all time.
The Pretender.
All right, I'm going to go.
Please.
I'm going to be the devil's advocate and be like, no. There is no bigger.
That's a great pinball.
This is the one.
This is the one.
All right.
And I did a little bit of research.
You know what, Ryan? You might be right.
And I told you guys, I don't know if people know this. There are 14 Oscar nominees and winners in this movie.
Really?
14. If you can list them. I think there's 6 winners.
For Marcus, can you list them?
Robert Downey Jr.
That's one.
I don't know.
Robert Downey Jr.
Rocket Raccoon.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Bradley Cooper.
Renner, Downey Jr., Cumberbatch, Ruffalo, Glenn Close, Brie Larson, Lupita Nyong'o.
Whoa. Let me stop you right there.
Brie Larson?
Are you making a prediction?
Are you saying right now Captain Marvel's going to be in this movie?
She's listed on the IMDb page.
Wait, is that the... Hang on. Real
yeah,
quick.
Come on.
Real quick. Is that the pipeline one?
It's Room. Room.
Brie no, Larson. The girl who is at the pipeline doing stuff.
The pipeline?
Yeah, Brie Larson.
Oh, that's Allison Brie.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I got them confused.
They're very similar.
So let me continue.
Yes.
So Brie Larson, Lupita Nyong'o, Benicio del Toro, Josh Brolin, Bradley Cooper, Gwyneth Paltrow, Angela Bassett, Don Cheadle, all nominated for Oscar.
Don Cheadle. Wow.
So, again, I don't know how many times you've had that many Oscar noms and winners on the same screen.
That's a lot.
Let's hear some noise for Hotel Rwanda.
Exactly, yeah. They like that. They like Hotel Rwanda.
You never know. You never know with this crowd.
And just, I would say
Hotel Rwanda and Westworld plays really
they
well.
They loved Westworld. Mike, we're gonna, next week, Hotel Rwanda, yeah, Dave and I are going to review Hotel Rwanda.
You guys like that heavy stuff.
Big fans, like crowd. Yeah. Big fans of massacres.
Yeah.
Love a massacre.
It's going to be good.
So, again, I don't think ever again you'll have that many.
No, that's pretty good. Now, we talked about before, like the Dark Knight trilogy, they would have three or four people that were off the charts.
Yeah.
You know, like Gary Oldman and, you know, Christian Bale and Heath Ledger, but not this. Not this.
Not that many.
They kind of hedged their bets.
Michael Caine. You're right.
So, they hedged their bets.
Michael Caine.
Thank you.
Sorry. I'm trying to say one word. They hedged their bets with the wording ambitious. They didn't say best. So
ambitious.
It might not be that great.
Real quick, Mac is suggesting that Infinity War is not going to be a good movie. Okay, all right, all right, okay. He's just trying to get. Mac. He's getting cheap heat.
That's Mac for you.
Classic Mac. I was thinking of Shailene Woodley. That's the pipeline girl.
Oh, okay. Right. That's why you lost. Sorry, Shailene Woodley. Yeah,
I'm glad we. She's the one. I'm glad we circled back to that.
That's really. Everyone was wondering.
That's definitely helpful. Anybody else on the event? Ambitious event? No, we're good. All right, let's kind of preview this thing. Where are the Infinity Stones right now? There are 6 Infinity Stones, as we all know. 5 have been identified within the universe to this point. Thanos is looking to get all 6. I'm just going to really quickly say where they are, and then we can get into the specifics of them. First of all, the Space Stone was the Tesseract.
Blue.
Saw it in Captain America. Loki uses it in the Avengers. It was in Odin's treasure room, but now in the previews, we know that Thanos has it. The Reality Stone, we saw that in the crap fest that was Thor the Dark World. The Collector currently has the Reality Stone. Power Stone was in Guardians of the Galaxy. The Nova Corps has it, but Thanos has it in the preview. The Mind Stone, which was used to create Ultron, is now in the Vision. Time Stone, Doctor Strange has in the Eye of Agamotto. And then the Soul Stone, we don't know where it is, although
yes, we
assume it is in Wakanda.
Yes, we know exactly where it is.
We have not seen it yet, though, Ryan.
Not seen it yet.
Come on. Let's not be like a smarty pants.
I'm not.
All right. So how does Thanos get the Space Stone?
I believe it is that is the stone that brings about the purple flower in Black Panther. Because you notice they go to
a
different
Soul
reality.
Stone? No, I'm saying go back to the first one.
Let's go back colors. Let's make this easy.
We'll go
Let's
color. Go
blue.
Purple.
Blue stone.
Blue stone. The Space Stone is blue. Yeah. I think Loki took it. We don't know for sure.
And I think he gave it to Thanos willingly.
Because he's worked with Thanos before.
Yeah. Yes.
So this could be the same kind of idea.
I believe that he ratted out where they were in the galaxy at the end of Thor Ragnarok.
Right.
And that is...
But what about this little... remember the scene in Thor Ragnarok? I think it was Hela was going through Odin's treasure room. It was like, all this stuff is fake.
Yeah.
So do you think... Stone.
For that. No, but she said that's interesting. That, she goes, "Oh, I like that.
That's interesting."
Well, so that's the real deal.
So you can't have the Asgardians go through Hela and then all die at Thanos' hand. So I think you're going to see Loki, who is kind of playing good right now.
Yeah.
Loki's going to say, "Hey, take this and leave us alone, please." Yeah. And so I think that starts it off.
So that's probably what's going to happen with the Space Stone, the Power Stone. It was at the Nova Corps, but again, you already see it in the preview that Thanos has it on his glove. I don't know. Do you think that's going to be a scene in the movie? It's
going to have
to be, right?
He doesn't kill John C. Reilly.
Oh, Steve Brule
and Glenn
is
Close.
Yeah, Steve Brule is going to die.
He's probably dead. He's probably going to have to. Will we ever get Nova? And comic book guy, you know that Nova, a pretty powerful character in the comics.
Yeah, you know what? You're not going to see Nova. It's certainly not in this one. You've just got too much to cover. We can't be bringing in just an individual character like that.
And
Nova, in everybody.
Nova, very unfortunate name, Richard Rider. So I'm not sure if we're going to see a Dick Rider in this movie.
All right. Nice.
The perfect joke. What about Adam Warlock? Are we going to get Adam Warlock?
I hope we do get Adam
Warlock. I would
love
to see Adam Warlock. I don't know that it's going to happen.
Gunn already said he doesn't show up until Guardians 2.
Three.
He
might have went, I don't know.
But at the very least, they have to show that scene because it was a big deal in Guardians 1, how they were able to get that stone. The whole Guardians together took it and then killed Ronan with it. And then they were like, hey, Nova Corps, you guys protect this. So at the very least, Thanos, it's only a 2.5-hour movie, so that might be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, where he goes in there and just wreck shit and takes it and leaves.
2.5 hours, not enough.
I know.
Not enough time.
Well there's going to be another Avengers goo, so don't worry about it.
Let's get more ambitious.
I think it's setting up for a post-credit scene on Xandar dealing with the aftermath. You think some sort of tease.
Like a 15-minute post-credit scene, though. Like a 20-minute post-credit scene.
Another movie. It's like a short, like before Coco.
Well, this, oh, my God. I don't even get me fucking started with that. Ruined my day.
The reality stone the collector still has. I wonder, are we going to get him much in this movie, you think?
We don't know where he is right now.
No.
By the way, we should have gotten him in Thor Ragnarok. I don't know why we did.
We got his brother. Yeah, we got his brother. So. Yeah.
Bring them both. Have them talk to each other.
Because the last time
they are going to do a scene with them. At least that's what James Gunn or Taika Waititi. Somebody or no, Kevin Feige was said he wants to get those two in a scene together.
I'm telling you right now. You know who's the X factor in this whole thing? Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
He's, going to be broker.
Right for my draft.
I mean, the last time we saw the collector was him sitting in the wreckage of his collection room.
With a dog.
With Howard the Duck.
Yeah. And Astro.
It seems like, do you think Thanos gets the reality stone in this movie? Again, that's the one that the collector currently has. We don't know where he is.
No.
Do you think he even comes across it?
No. Because if he's going to salvage one thing from that collection, he's taking that stone with him, wherever he is.
Yeah, no, that's probably true. Now, the Mind Stone is in Vision. And we see in the preview, again, we see him kind of extracting it from him. We also see human Vision, which is a weird sight.
I don't like that one.
I know that's a human man. I know like that's it. Paul Bettany. I've seen him in other things, but it doesn't look right. I'm like, I don't like that.
But I also don't think that Thanos is taking the Mind Stone. I think that it's Shuri. I think Shuri is taking it out of him to protect it.
No, it's not.
That's fine. Hey, goose clues, all right?
Why would she have the staff? Why would she have the staff?
She has a ton of shit.
Wait,
look at her thing. She has a ton of shit down there.
So she's just going to make a staff with a point at the end of it?
Yeah, and she's going to take it out and then protect it.
Well, wait a minute.
Put it in the books!
Have you seen the Rocket Mortgage commercial that shows...
Where are we?
I'm dead serious. One, you can get pre-approved very quickly. Two...
What is this? No freebies! Freebies on this!
Two, Iron Man is wearing Shuri's shooter thingies from Black Panther.
Technical term.
In the commercial.
Shooter
the little the lion faces.
Yes, she is.
Iron Man is wearing them in the Rocket Mortgage commercial. Spoilers, those sons of bitches.
Who is in the Hulkbuster that we see? Is that Shuri?
I think it's also Shuri.
No. You think it's Shuri?
I think Shuri does everything.
You think it's Hulk?
It's Banner. 100% Banner.
It's Hulk.
Yeah. So it's probably not Iron Man. That's one thing we can agree on. So let's make some bold predictions here.
I think Iron Man wears a very dark, very beautiful suit in this movie. Mac, what do you think?
Fashion Mac. The one at Homecoming looked terrible with the gray panels. I don't like that. Keep it to the red and yellow.
No,
you need that.
Now, Fashion Mac. Is Doctor Strange going to be able to keep the time stone throughout this movie?
You see him with needles in his face. I don't think
he's not
gonna,
a great
loser. No, it's not working.
No. How many stones does Thanos have in the gauntlet at the end of this movie?
All of them.
Four. Wait,
all of them?
All of them. Can we work in half stones?
He's wiping them all out.
Yes.
I'm telling you, this is going to be a bloodbath.
So at the end of the movie, it's going to be Thanos basically wins, and we have to wait a year to have them come back.
Now, here's my bold prediction. It's not enough movie. I think he gets all six. He gets all six this movie, and there is a sequel. There is a secret sequel that is going to come out in November.
No, yeah,
I'm telling
what?
You. I'm telling you.
A secret sequel.
Where's Ant-Man?
Can we
where
draft it right now?
When does Ant-Man come out?
July.
Ant-Man comes out in July.
Is that supposed to be the big clue?
Yes, it is, because Marvel has always done an early and a late.
He's very upset. He is noticeably upset about this.
Enjoy November. I can't wait. Pre-order right now.
Well, it doesn't mean I can't see the movie. Just because I'm wrong doesn't mean I can't go see it.
Wes almost leapt over the table.
Yeah, he is upset about it.
Just as a PSA for everybody listening, everybody on this panel has lost their virginity.
Yes, absolutely.
Speak for yourself.
That may surprise you. It may surprise you. And then Soul Stone. Do you think that's why they're at Wakanda, or is that too obvious?
No,
that's just what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Because and then the whole thing with them going to like the afterlife or whatever, that has to be because that's there.
Right.
But they may not know it's there. Or do you think that they do?
No, I don't think they do.
I don't think they do either.
I don't think you know it's there.
I think they're just like, hey, this is great. We have all kinds of technology and everything, and we can do all this cool stuff. We don't know why.
Yeah, but
we don't know why.
Still no one, no one knows Wakanda's where it is really yet. So how do they all end up there?
Mm-hmm. But the Germans found it in Wonder Woman. So,
right. Wonder Woman!
All right, where are the other... So we know where the stones are. Where are the characters right now? I think basically you can take the aftermath of Civil War.
Yep.
Right? Captain America breaks out all the guys from the raft and gals, right? Scarlet Witch
is
there.
Or did he turn himself in?
Captain America?
Yeah, he might have turned himself in.
I don't think he did that.
No, he had a cap and he had glasses on.
So you don't know who it is?
He had no idea who it is.
Well, now he has a beard, so you know he's seen some shit.
He looks awesome.
Oh, that's true. He looks weathered.
Lumber sexual for the win. He looks weathered.
Where do we stand on Iron Man right now?
New York.
Not only that, but did he redeem himself? Because he was really an asshole
at
the end of Civil War.
Yeah.
Was he, though?
He's been throughout the entire movie. He was not a guy you wanted to be rooting for.
He did a great job in Spider-Man. He was very fatherly. He did
just think about this, though. I mean, he wrote the Sokovia Accord.
No, he did not.
So he's been dealing with that now for two or 3 years.
He did not write the Sokovia Accord.
He did.
No.
Put it in the books.
Will that be revealed in this? Or will that be revealed in the November movie?
Maybe the
secret November movie. That's going to be out.
Secret sequel.
Called the Sokovia Accord. And who wrote them?
A Star Wars story.
Yes, a Star Wars story.
Sokovia story.
So obviously you have Thor and the 50 remaining people of Asgard floating around.
Korg.
They're gonna, including Korg, who's the man. And Meek. Meek is alive, thank God. You got Bucky Barnes and Black Panther are in Wakanda.
Yep. Along with Black Widow and Falcon.
Who else? I mean, well, you got the Revengers, right? So Hulk is with Thor and all those guys.
Yep.
Doctor Strange is still at his place.
Yep. With Wong.
Are we missing anybody?
Vision, Scarlet Witch.
Ant-Man, Hawkeye.
Ant-Man, Hawkeye, Falcon, Scarlet Witch were broke out by Captain America. So they're somewhere. But they probably have to be in hiding. Right? They got to be on the run. Now, Ant-Man, an easy guy to hide.
Easy guy.
I'm not wrong about that.
The size of an ant.
Yeah, he can be very small if you want to be.
So, just to jump to the next part, we talk about where are Ant-Man, the Wasp, and Hawkeye. I will point out again that if you look at the IMDb page, all of them are listed as being in this movie.
Yeah.
Even Linda Cardellini, who plays Mrs. Hawkeye, is
listed. Oh, we don't need her in the movie.
She's listed on the page.
Hear me out.
First scene of the movie, Hawkeye's dead. They just see his dead body on the floor.
No, people don't like that.
This guy's dead.
No.
I think everyone wants that.
But in the comic, they do lose half of the population. So they could just, pull them out immediately. You get a quick little while they're
vignette of
hanging around playing pool at the Avengers Mansion.
It is kind of odd.
Boom, they're gone.
Because they have a poster. We've all seen the poster where there's like 40 characters, but Ant-Man, the Wasp, and Hawkeye are not in it. They also on Twitter.
Can't fit everybody. Can't fit
now, but on Twitter they did that ridiculous thing where everybody got an emoji. Like every single character got an emoji, but those three didn't. Didn't get one.
Now, Rich, if Hawkeye was playing pool, would he hit all the balls in with one shot?
One shot.
He shot an 18 in a round of golf. It drives me nuts.
Which
it's the worst part of the entire MCU.
It's the least
MCU.
Believable thing,
it's the least believable thing in the entire MCU.
I'll believe Kim Jong-un did it before. Boo Korea.
America!
No, stop. You're going to lose the crowd altogether. Stop. Do you think all three are in the movie, though? I know you said they're on IMDb,
they're
going to pop up. And then, because I think Ant-Man and the Wasp, which comes out July 6th, is going to be a huge kind of swing-type movie. We're going to get Interdimensions and all that stuff. We're going to get Hank Pym, Janet Van Dyne. They're all going to be in that, so it's going to be pretty good.
With the Interdimensions, do we get the X-Men?
No.
We'll see.
The deal isn't finalized yet.
Or the Turtles. We don't get Turtles.
We're not going to get Turtles or He-Man
can we get
in
turtles?
That one. All right, here is a rhetorical question, but you can answer it anyway. Will we see Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and or the Punisher? And here's another rhetorical question. Will they be referenced?
I've been meaning to talk to you about this.
Yeah, it drives me nuts.
I think it's time for you to seek some professional help on this issue. You're
not upset about this? They tell you the goddamn Netflix shows are part of the universe, and then they never talk about each other.
You're perseverating.
They're not a part of the universe.
You're perseverating.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
You need to
don't
talk
play to the crowd, Rick. Backcracker gets it. He gets it.
All it takes is for Tony Stark to be watching the beginning of Jessica Jones.
Right. He's like, I'm out. This is boring.
He's watching Netflix.
I don't want.
You know what I want?
You watch Iron Fist. He's like, this sucks.
I want Falcon to be in like a lot of trouble with like some alien, some interdimensional alien, and then like he gets like shot in the head, and you look up, and he looks up, and there's Punisher just giving him like the wink and the thumbs up. You know what I mean? And that'd be the end of it.
That would be perfect.
That would be unbelievable.
That would be amazing.
But there's zero chance, right?
No chance.
Why? What is wrong with them? Why won't they do it? Why would they lie to us and tell us that the Netflix series is a part of the MCU?
Well,
it's not.
Hear me out. A square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square.
Oh.
All you need is some
math.
No, listen. Math and goo.
Yeah, that's pretty strong. You put them all on the screen, and you get some faceless alien with a laser Gatling gun and just takes them all out.
Fine. One shot.
You never have to see them
again. At least they made it to the big screen. Hey, you guys did it. That's all I want to see. Because this isn't an original idea, but this would have made a lot of sense to me, is if they have to have most of the battles either in Wakanda or in outer space, why can't you recruit the Defenders to defend New York? Because I'm sure shit's going to go down in New York.
Well, yeah, you see.
Well, they show it. They show
New York.
Defenders actually defend, though?
They have.
They have.
They did. There was a dragon buried under the city. You didn't see
it?
It was already dead.
It was dead for like hundreds of years. Yeah, it actually created the city.
One guy's blind. It's fine. Don't worry about
it. It created the city. All right, we've seen some in the previews already, but what team-ups, and again, I'm sorry, but you can't use the Netflix characters. What team-ups do you want to see in this?
Well, to answer this honestly, like Tom Holland was tweeting out that like skinny Chris Pratt and Robert Downey Jr., when they're on screen together, just it's magic.
That season, yeah. I kind of wish they didn't give it to us in the preview, but it's going to be hilarious. Yeah. He just tells him his plan sucks and I have a good plan, and everything. He's just, wow, okay. Like, that's going
to
be great.
So I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
Hawkeye, Rhodes, Black Widow.
Okay.
Just because you say it loudly.
You didn't get one.
Either way, seriously though, Rocket, Tony, Shuri. Get all the tech people in one room together, plus Tony with Rocket. I think it'd be hilarious.
If I may, too, a Shuri, Peter Parker dating situation might be nice.
Power couple.
Very nice.
I like that.
Science.
Buck, what do you got?
Wes and I were talking about this in the parking lot while we were sniffing.
Shout out to Wes.
Gamora, Black Widow, cat fight.
Yeah. Nice.
That's what you talked about in the parking lot?
It was good glue.
So the thing about a cat fight
I know a thing about a cat fight.
But you never know when they might fall into mud.
I get
it. We get it.
Or just want to kiss.
Wakanda's a muddy place.
Or just because they're wrestling,
I don't think
they just might want to kiss.
They're two of the best fighters in the universe. They're not going to kiss.
There's only so many moves.
And just so we don't take this too far, they were discussing this whilst eating hot dogs.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of hot dogs here. Make sure you get yourself a hot dog.
Outside.
You want to be drinking
40, if you will.
About 40
hot dogs. The official food of the podcast. Of course, hot dogs.
Also, anyone with Korg.
Yes. Yeah. Thank
anyone
you.
Anyone with Korg.
Yes, anybody with Korg. Yeah. I also think...
Marcus, jump in on this. I know you're not a Korg guy.
I just thought he was underwhelming. Everyone built it.
Oh, boom!
Come on.
Everyone built him up to be this incredible thing. And
he's like, because he is.
He's like classy.
He literally
Freddy
is the incredible thing.
We all know that Wes has carried around Marcus and said, oh no, like, Marcus is dead.
He's like,
I stepped on him earlier. Wait, he's alive, guys. We'll be back in a week with another Boxers podcast.
I mean, honestly, that perfectly describes our podcast. Wes just carries me around and I'm basically dead.
That pretty much is it. I also think, just to go back to the team-ups, Rocket and anybody that has not left the Earth yet. So, Rocket and Ant-Man would be amazing. Like, Paul Rudd being like, is this guy, this is a talking raccoon?
You may get your first F-bomb. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yes. You have to. Like, it's going to blow their mind. Like, because at first I was thinking Thor and Rocket, but Thor has seen so many weird things already. Right. So it has to be somebody that's more grounded. Like, even Iron Man. Well,
Spider-Man,
like
Ant-Man, too.
Yeah, Spider-Man with like Rocket really and like good. Korg.
Yeah, but they've already all seen
these guys.
But they've already all seen Vision grow a cape.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, would you like
a beautiful cape?
Would you like
if you had one superpower, wouldn't it be grow your own cape?
My own hemp cape.
Yeah, okay.
See, I would love to see anyone from Earth explain to Rocket what a raccoon is.
How about Rocket seeing an actual raccoon?
That would be good. That would be good.
By the way, I'm trying to talk to him. He's like, you get it, right?
The best insult is triangle-faced monkey. That is the absolute best one.
That's a tough one to hear.
See, I'm a big fan of the mystic arts.
Are you?
I am. Listen,
magician, everybody.
We dabble.
Wait, you guys are magicians?
You got to pay the bills somehow.
He loves magicians.
I am. I love magicians.
What's that behind your ear?
What?
Yeah, he loves that. Blows his mind.
But seeing Star-Lord jump across what looked to be Doctor Strange's illuminations got me pretty pumped.
Oh, absolutely.
I was pretty excited.
That's going to be really good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. All right, now, a couple of times. So the MCU is great. Like, there's no doubt the MCU is great. It's been 18 movies. They have not all been winners. The continuity is pretty good. There's been a couple of hiccups, like in Homecoming when they said 8 years later.
It was supposed to be four. They made a mistake.
It would not be 8 years later.
That's
that
a colossal
wrong.
Mistake.
But they've also had to recast two significant characters. So there was a standalone Incredible Hulk movie, which we all regard as one of the bottom three, with Ed Norton. That is now Mark Ruffalo. Do you wish that Ed Norton could have continued, or do you think Mark Ruffalo is the better choice?
Oh, Ruffalo is definitely better.
Eric Bana.
Yeah.
No, not Eric Bana. Eric Bana's not a choice.
Mark Ruffalo looks like he got out of the cigar bar at 4 a.m. Like, his face is weathered.
Well, he's not
his
supposed to be young.
His teeth is gross. He just,
that's
he
fine.
Looks, he,
that's
look,
fine.
He looks,
wait, are you
worn.
Are you arguing for Norton or against Ruffalo?
For Norton. Norton is this,
Norton's a good actor.
Career is far and above Ruffalo's.
Oh, yeah.
By far.
I don't know.
And if he wasn't Fight Club
and Death to Smoochie.
Oh.
Done.
If Norton wasn't a turd, if Norton wasn't an asshole to work with,
is that
he
what
also
it is?
Played a yeah. bagel in that food fight movie.
Absolutely.
What?
What's that?
I'm just agreeing.
That's
so,
Seth Rogen movie. Whatever.
No, but if
there Norton, we go. Thank you.
The problem was Norton and Feige got into a huge
there was a
beef,
food fight movie?
Got into a huge beef, and they didn't want him around anymore.
It was called Sausage Party.
Sausage Party.
Yeah.
Jesus. Wasn't really, the food were fighting each other.
Oh, I got it.
And sexing.
But the
main point being, I think if Norton wasn't such a turd to work with, I think he's far and away better than Ruffalo ever
oh,
could
no
be.
Oh, no way.
Boo.
No way. Mm.
Mac, big Ruffalo guy.
No. I like Sad Hulk.
When
I like Eric Bana.
No, Eric Bana's not a choice.
Eric Bana
was in the artsy Ang Lee movie that nobody liked.
I like Sad Hulk.
Edward Norton is
Cry Baby Hulk.
Have you ever been excited for an Edward Norton movie?
Yeah, yes. American History yeah. X.
American oh, History
Fight
X.
Club. I mean,
Fight Club.
Let's not promote Rounders. That movie.
Racist. Those are 20 years
Racist.
Ago.
Royal Tenenbaums.
Let's not celebrate that movie right now.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, good movie.
I like right. Lou Ferrigno.
So that was one choice. All right, so if you could cast Hulk as anybody, who would it be? Nope. He has to also do Bruce Banner. And actually, he really only has
only
to do Bruce,
Bruce
Banner.
Banner.
Right, he only has to do Bruce Banner.
Oh, that's you didn't put that in notes. I didn't prepare that.
Oh, so you have no answer then.
I have no answer.
All right, we're moving on. Then.
Army Hammer.
Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy.
No.
He's too big.
Too big. Crispin Glover's the answer.
We're looking for
Crispin
right. We're looking
Glover.
Crispin
Glover. We would have accepted Crispin Glover.
You a big Willard fan?
Or, hear me out.
I was not grossed out by that at all.
Hear me out. Yeah. Eddie Murphy.
Yes. Good call.
There we go.
This is how we bring Terrence Howard back into
Lots
the
or, MCU. Or Michael B. Jordan, as I said, for well, every guy. Cast Michael B. Jordan as every character.
Yeah.
He'd be a great Red Hood.
He would be. I did. Thank you.
That was right. Come on.
All right. The other one,
Marvel.
Of course, you mentioned Terrence Howard. So Terrence Howard was War Machine in the first Iron Man.
And terrible. He has charisma out the ass. Yeah. Has good. Everyone seen terrible. Empire?
No.
Great.
No.
Empire.
Hustle and flow. I'm leaving over that. I can't.
Lucius Fox.
Boo that man.
So we're going with Different Terrence. Character. You want
Wes,
Don Cheadle?
Oh, Wes, please.
Is Don Cheadle better or is Terrence Howard better?
Think about how quippy the MCU is. Don Cheadle does not fit in.
You don't need Don Cheadle.
Howard fits in
Don
perfect.
Cheadle is a wet blanket and he stinks.
Oh, a stinky wet blanket?
It's what makes us similar that
Hotel
makes us
Rwanda!
Great.
Look, I'm just going to say this right now. You know,
Wes actually got up and left.
He did. Which is good.
He hated the question.
Now I can get a word in.
That's fine.
I appreciate Terrence Howard because Terrence Howard taught me a lot of lessons. One of them being
Terrence Howard?
It is, in fact, hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm glad that someone came out and said that.
He also has a very wispy mustache,
which I love.
It's a point against him.
Which I love. I love it.
I don't like either guy.
Terrence Howard?
Yeah, I don't like either one. I mean, I like Don Cheadle, but I don't like Don Cheadle as War Machine. And I don't really care for Terrence Howard
right. demands your attention at all times when he's on the screen.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Put him in everything. He's in everything.
Get out of here.
He's in everything. Put him in everything.
You know what?
At one point...
Paint him green.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You
Hulk and War Machine.
Yeah,
plays both roles.
You have the Hulk play War Machine, right? And
yes.
then at one point he flexes and he breaks the machine.
Oh,
I like that.
That's a shot right there.
I like sure. that.
Screenshot that shit.
All right. Moving on.
Yeah, anyway. All right, here's the big question. Thanos... has been teased. We've seen him in some post-credit scenes. We know he's going to be the main villain in this. Again, the 19th MCU movie. Will Thanos be the best villain in the MCU?
Are we raising our hands?
No, just jump right in. Buck, go ahead and jump right in.
I mean, we already know that the Black Order is going to do all of his dirty work, right? Yeah.
And by the way, Proxima Midnight,
yes,
played by Carrie Coon.
Friend of the podcast. Wait,
hello.
Did you say Prima Nocta?
Huh?
Prima Nocta.
Huh?
Sorry.
But I mean, really, how can you follow up Loki, Hela, and Killmonger? Those are the three best.
Yeah.
By Loki, far, Hela, in this group.
Yeah, they've been very good.
Yeah, I would say my favorite villain of the MCU so far has been Killmonger.
And yeah. I will say, it's
going to be hard to top Killmonger.
And I will say, if they had cast Crispin Glover, is it? the benefit there is if he didn't work out the second movie, they just put the Hulk upside down coming in, yes, and nobody would notice the difference.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we got to give a big shout out to the OG Batman, though.
Yeah, Vulture was very good. Good call.
Vulture was very good.
They've had a good run of villains after a poor start.
Did you see I said something positive?
Yes, you
about
did. Thank you, Marcus. That's very kind. Hey. That's very kind. Marcus. He's not just here for the intros.
The reason why Thanos won't be the best is because he's not human. And what makes the Vulture and Killmonger so good is how you can relate to them and how you understand where they are.
You just have to humanize their cause.
Yeah.
So if you can kind of get behind
you
what
can't humanize
going
what
for.
Thanos but wants to
doesn't
do.
Want all the Infinity
mass
stones.
Murder! Wouldn't you say that the shark in Jaws was a good villain? Or the alien in Alien was a good villain?
Or Chucky.
No, he was not.
And Thanos is going to survive the movie.
Yes, he is.
But a lot of the villains don't.
Yes, he is.
But the problem with the villain is that you got
Wes is back, by the way.
You got to find motivation. The way he connects with the villain is motivation.
I just said that.
Buck is dying over here.
But Thanos' motivation is that he wants to sex up death. Or he wants to kill.
So will Hela be back?
World.
Some people think Hela's dead. I don't think she is, and I think that
she
could
went
be
down
a
with Ragnarok.
I think she could be a motivation for Thanos.
I also think she's too big of a budget, and that's too much of a layup. I think you're going to see the real death here. And also, Thanos is only a bad guy in which any human is a bad guy who kicks over ants. The story behind Thanos is that
what
humans are ants. You know, to him. So will
Ant-Man?
They have enough time?
Wait a minute.
Will they have enough time to explore his psychology?
Speaking of ants, how about Aunt May?
Oh, not yet.
Oh, there we go.
Yes. All right, here we go.
That's where Tony Stark is.
All right, and not to be too crass, but if you could steal a smooch from anybody in the MCU, who would it be, and why? No, don't get into why. We don't get in trouble. Why? Just who would it be? I'm going to say Gamora for me.
You're a big Gamora
fan. Always
you
been
and
Gamora.
Your pelvic sorcery.
Always been Gamora. You?
It's between Black Widow and Aunt May. I've always been a big
Marissa. Max's a big Aunt May guy.
No, you know what?
Is that your answer?
I love Aunt May.
Yeah, Aunt May?
Yeah. She's experienced.
Yeah. Yes, she certainly is.
Mantis.
Okay. Nice. Nice choice.
There you go.
Wes?
That's
POM!
That's according to type there for Goo. Yeah. I would say.
I don't know what that means, Wes.
I would say pre-reduction Black Widow.
Oh my God.
You're out on her now.
Too athletic now.
There's
too
only
athletic.
One. There's only you can only choose one.
Scarlet Witch, because she can introduce us like five girls at one time.
Okay. She's 18 tops.
No.
She is.
No, she's not.
She's super
young.
I think she's younger than the Olsen twins.
Wait, what are you, like 30 years old?
She's younger than them.
Yeah, but they're
like
30.
40.
Oh, are they?
46.
Yeah, no, they'll always be young to me.
They're like 30 years old.
Well, that's fine, Buck. So, good choice.
Marcus, who do you want to have sex with?
No. That's not what I asked. That's obviously not what I asked.
I had to pee. What did I miss?
No, don't worry about it.
Who do you want to F?
His wife and only his wife.
Matrimony!
We've had way too much unbelievable beer here at Idle Hands tonight.
Thanks again to everybody at Idle Hands. Make sure you go to Idle Hands in Malden and drink Idle Hands.
Please do.
Malden,
that's right, Idle Hands! Stop playing to the crowd, Keith. So again, following back on it, best villains that we've seen so far. So Thanos is the company that he is going to be in potentially would be Killmonger, would be Loki,
Vulture.
Hela, Vulture.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Anybody else? Probably it.
Ironmonger.
Hank Pym.
Hank Pym? Kind of
a
bad guy.
What a villain that guy is.
I'm going to talk Ironmonger. Jeff Bridges, original Iron Man.
He was terrific.
Ronan.
That sets the table.
Ronan sucked.
Kurt Russell.
How about that guy, huh?
Ego. Yeah.
Specifically, okay. just Kurt Russell.
Just Kurt Russell. I'm not talking about ego.
Oh, that's, okay, that makes sense.
Kurt Russell.
So going back to this second. So this is obviously, we're talking about, like, they're doing phases in the MCU and everything else. But the bigger the scope is of the movies, the less likely you can really go back to, like, a one-on-one, like, caper. Like, right. Ooh, this guy, there's a bad guy running through Central Park. You better stop him. Like, well, yeah, we're out here, like, past Mars trying to make sure Earth doesn't get blown up.
Yeah, but we thought that, but then we got Killmonger.
And we did get Killmonger, yeah, so they did a good job. But no, but I'm
also
saying
Vulture
after
too.
But post Thanos though, but post Thanos, where do you go here?
You gotta go
nowhere.
We talked about this on Twitter. You gotta go Skrulls, okay?
Yes.
You gotta go.
Which they kind of mentioned in Jessica Jones season 2 for as horseshit as that
there
was.
There go the Skrulls, I guess.
So they're in the same universe.
That's not
turns
gonna
out.
Happen.
No, maybe not.
You gotta stay in outer space. You gotta have. You can't go. You can't downgrade.
That's what's tough. That's
right. I'm with you on that. I think they've done their best when they have downgraded them.
Yeah, but. That's where they're going. So they're, I believe them when they say after the next Avengers movie, it's kind of all done because there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah,
Thanos is pretty much the top.
See, I think you bring back Red Skull. I think that if you can incorporate the X-Men back into what you're doing,
almost in the new universe.
Yeah, you can get Mr. Sinister. You can get Fassbender. I really want Fassbender. Yeah. I know
and,
they won't.
And you can do Civil War too.
Right.
Well, but the biggest thing is honestly the acquisition of X-Men. So that's really going to be the thing is bringing in this
X-Men. Yeah, how do you pull that off?
An old franchise. Well, there's an Avengers versus X-Men storyline.
It's not great.
The comics. Not great. But honestly, that might be the first time where the movie does that much better than what the comics did.
The other aspect is, okay, you want to push it. Let's get the Fantastic Four in here.
They need to be
back. Let's get
Silver Surfer. Has to be
let's
a part
get
of
Galactus.
It.
Yeah. Galactus. Yeah. Let's yeah. move. Let's
People
move
don't like Surfer here.
How about Westworld? Westworld season 2, I think it's
Westworld tonight.
And Love a Massacre.
The show's not that good, but I don't get it. But that's fine. I'll be watching it too, so what do I know?
This is from a guy whose favorite show of all time is The Leftovers.
That's not my favorite show. Don't boo The Leftovers. Are you nuts?
He's got
throw him out!
He's got a real thing for Tupperware.
Get the guy out
of here. He loves Tupperware.
Carrie Coon, who's going to be in this movie. I mean, she is absolutely fantastic.
Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the pod, Carrie Coon. Goo, you got something to add here?
For what question?
You were really leaning into the mic there.
I lost my place.
Wait, you were just trying to get another fresh beer. That's
should
all
I be
was.
Recording this?
Don't start now. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. All right, we're going to actually, you know, it's a good time to pause for In Memoriam and not to bring everybody down. It's like an early pick of the pod time.
I will remember you.
Yeah.
Will you remember me?
Before we start this, before I get to the pick of the pod, please, everybody, pour just a little bit of your drink out for Mini-Me. Who left us yesterday.
Don't do that.
We're going to do that with the pick of the pod.
Got to clean that up. No, this is In Memoriam. This is In Memoriam. This is the 18 MCU movies. Feel free. It does not work for a podcast if you're silent the entire time. So feel free to jump in with any kind of comments you have. Boo, cheer, say whether this was a good character, a bad character, whatever.
Scarlett Johansson's larger breasts going to be on this list?
It's right in the middle there, Wes. Yes, it is. Red Skull.
Waste
of a character. Yeah. Ironmonger.
Good character, yeah.
Not too bad. He's dead. Whiplash.
Whips!
That's a great movie.
Whips!
It's a great movie.
How about this one? I'm putting him on the list because it's in the movies, but Agent Coulson.
He's coming back.
Shield, he's coming alive back. In the show.
No, but he's coming back in Captain Marvel, so he'll be back.
Great. Is he really?
Looking forward to him.
It's set in the 90s.
Aldrich Killian from Iron Man 3.
Boo.
He might have been the worst one.
Meredith Quill.
Boo. Yeah.
I'll pour some out for her.
Cancer.
Groot.
That poor woman.
Cancer.
Original
dead.
Groot.
Original Groot. Groot's dead.
I still think that's horseshit.
James Gunn said he's dead.
Excuse.
No, Groot's dead.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Groot's dead. Ronan the Accuser.
I liked him. I don't care.
He was all right. Taserface.
I like Taserface.
Taserface wasn't bad. Ego.
Fine.
Ego's dead. He was fine. Yondu.
Everyone loves Yondu.
That was
coming back.
Yondu's coming back?
So. I'm telling you. So part of the storyline with the Infinity Gauntlet is that they kill everybody, then at the end they bring them all back.
They bring them all back.
So everybody lost somebody in their last movie, and Yondu was one of them.
I think he's coming back.
Thor's Eye, Yondu, they're all coming back.
They're all coming back, good.
That makes the death that much more impactful.
Yeah, it really does. When you can bring them right on back.
Don't get
it's like in Beer Fest when they kill off Landfill. And then they bring his
another
brother.
Another Landfill.
And like, I want you to call me Landfill.
Fight back.
All right, I'll call you Landfill.
It's like we never left.
Ultron. He was a bad character.
What about Quicksilver?
Waste.
Quicksilver's
Quicksilver was a waste.
Waste.
If you could get Quicksilver from X-Men.
Yeah, he was better in X-Men.
Much better in X-Men.
Yeah.
Yellow Jacket, Darren Cross.
Yeah, no.
I love it when he clicks a little lamb and it goes,
I don't like that part.
I don't like that
favorite
part of the movie.
If we can stop having villains just be the opposite.
Yeah, mirror
of the
villains.
Error,
there's so many mirror villains.
I would appreciate
they're like
that.
All mirror villains.
Speaking of
Crossbones.
I like Crossbones.
He could have been good.
That was a waste.
He could have been.
That was a waste.
Howard Stark.
Old age, huh?
No, yeah. We need him to be dead.
Well, the Winter Soldier murdered him in cold blood.
He would have eventually died anyways. Yeah. He was alive in the 40s.
Yes, he was.
He was just drafted by Goo.
What about Peggy Carter?
Yeah.
Old age.
T'Chaka.
All right, did anyone else, I said it on our podcast, was anyone else like completely distracted by the fact that that guy had like a fake eye?
Oh, yes. It was bad.
Like it was bad, right?
Yes, yeah. Really bad. Speaking of T'Chaka, how about T'Chaka Lot?
Oh, my God. No, that's not.
I don't know. I don't know how he's doing it.
How is he doing it? So in 2 weeks, our episode is going to be Hotel Rwanda and then Chocolat.
Chocolat.
Like, that's what the crowd wants. That's what they want to hear.
You got to give what the people
want. All right, Ulysses Claw.
I like Claw.
Claw was good.
Claw wasn't bad.
No, but you got just enough Claw in
Black Panther.
You got just
enough Claw. Yeah, I didn't need more Claw.
I don't need any more.
Tolkien white guys.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Killmonger, of course, we all love. We all love Killmonger.
And he will be back.
You think he's going to be back?
Absolutely.
And then the last one is Hela. I don't think she's dead. And that's sort of, I mean, she sort of is death. So, like, what does that mean?
And I take issue. I take issue with Hela.
Hold on a second.
I got beef. We got to air some grievances right now.
It is. It's a festival.
Hela attractive.
Marcus.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yes.
You say on your podcast that, and I we both said on our Thor Ragnarok review,
buckle up.
She can get it.
Oh, my Hela God. In that outfit?
Oh, holy and you're like, mackerel. I don't know.
Oh, she was hella good.
She can get it.
Yes. I said that on the podcast.
And you said she was doing too much.
It wasn't good then either.
There's a lot of hands.
There's a lot of hands. But that's good. That's good for me. Maybe if Steel Smooch from.
I would still. She might be number two.
I agree with Marcus that she did chew the scenery a bit.
Yeah.
She's Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett.
What do you want her to do?
Hold it, Mac. What does chew the scenery mean?
You physically bite the set.
He thought that for a while.
She was.
Sorry, going to call you out, but.
She was no Cate Blanchett.
Peter Quill in Guardians 2 when he turned into Pac-Man. Really chewing the scenery there is what I noticed. All right, here's the big question. Here's the all-timer. For Avengers Infinity War, who dies?
Anybody whose contract is up.
My wife.
Pretty much.
I would say either no one or everyone.
I think it's no one.
I think no one is a safe bet. No one might be the leader in the clubhouse.
I think it's no one.
I got three.
So, my wife wrote onto my notes,
nice.
Hopefully everyone.
Oh, no. I don't like the sound of that.
I got my leaders in the clubhouse are Captain America.
Yes.
Iron Man?
Yes.
Vision?
Yes.
Hear me
it
out.
It can't be Cap and Iron Man.
No, it's one of them.
Two. One of those two, I think, is gone. Yeah.
He doesn't say anything. You just see Hawkeye's dead body on the floor.
Hawkeye's going to be around forever. Hawkeye's going to be the last man standing. The way
he's going. He's the representative. He's our representative.
He's going to put his arm around Linda Cardellini.
He's a human person.
Let's go home.
I think.
And then we get three movies of that.
Thousands and thousands of Wakandans.
Yes.
Gamora.
Wakandani.
No, you take that back right now, Wesley.
And here's why. Because you can't have a superhero be happy. Him and her have a good trajectory going.
Well, then kill him.
Need him.
She needs to live.
Like,
don't kill Peter Quill.
Kill Star-Lord.
Like,
Gamora, bro?
I actually do like that.
I'll steal
Smooch
from Peter Quill.
James Gunn tweeted out the thing of Thanos being mad at Peter for dating his daughter.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
And then I think
Thanos should kill him.
I think Okoye. Right. I think Okoye gets it as well.
By the way, Okoye, and let's get into who the best fighter is coming up. But Okoye is one of the best fighters.
That wasn't a question,
she
Rich.
Was awesome.
It's not on there. I'm gonna spring it on you. Make you guys think on your feet a little bit. That's all that is.
I can't.
But I think either Iron Man or Captain America is a safe bet.
Yep.
Mac, you were saying Loki the other day, right?
Well, because Loki and Thanos made a deal about the Tesseract, 4 or 5 years ago, even in the movie timeline. And now he's just going to walk up like, I've got the Tesseract.
He might even kill him and
he's
take
gonna
it.
He's going to make an example of him.
Yeah.
So Loki could
so
be out early.
So that's what they have to do, though, to make Thanos look like an imposing villain. He has to actually kill a couple characters, real characters.
Absolutely.
And so there's so many of them. Like they said there's going to be, 40 heroes on the screen at one point. There might be 76 total comic book characters.
Does anyone else think that's too much.
It's too much.
No, nobody does.
What
no.
percentage do you think dies then?
Like
less than 5.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I think 2 or 3 main characters die, but as Buck has pointed out, there's
Bucks,
always a chance Bucks, that they get called back.
Buck's doing the double thumbs
Bucks
up right now.
Way more.
All going, yeah, boys. They're all going. I'm sorry. They're all going.
But we haven't lost anyone yet. None
we
of
haven't
the
lost,
main
we
characters.
Haven't lost a single
no,
character.
Civil so you War.
No, we did not.
Killed off War Machine. So
no,
thank
didn't.
You.
He's back. Alive. He's back, baby.
Wait, whoa. When did that happen?
So he's I think alive. He's I think very much alive.
Captain God America damn it, in the friggin' preview, Captain America grabs Thanos' gauntlet
yeah.
with the Power Stone and the Mind Stone.
Wes, have you seen Civil War?
He's getting exploded.
Wes, have you seen Civil War? Have you seen Civil War?
I have.
He curls a helicopter.
That's he's really strong.
Listen, he curls a fucking
person.
Helicopter.
He's a very strong
Listen,
person.
I also do intermittent fasting, and I'm going to tell you.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you
I
don't.
Do.
What? What do you sleep?
Yeah.
It's called sleeping.
Everybody
sleeps.
I only eat from 1 p.m. to
Take
8
for yourself.
p.m.
All right.
Just like him, and I'm telling you,
just like
it's
him.
Not strong enough.
So do any of the Guardians of the Galaxy die?
No, because you have three. You have Volume 3 coming out. It's already announced.
Groot again.
Another Groot.
I can't take another
guys,
Groot.
We killed off
too
Groot.
Much. Too much. All right, this Groot kind of sucks. It's like adolescent Groot kind
of
sucks.
Yeah, this Groot's not as good. Not as good of a Groot.
By the way, Mac loves this Groot, but hates Porg. Mac's a terrible Porg.
We're not here for Porg. We're not here for Porg. It's too polarizing.
It's a whole other topic.
Porga.
No, Mac loves porn. Mac loves porn.
He's all in on porn.
Every night.
Is he on porn? Yes. Porg, no.
I got it.
Carrot sign facing porn.
No, we're not doing carrot signs. We're not talking about porn.
Every night, it's Goo just falling asleep looking at pornography.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so we have 3 movies after this that are still going to be in Phase 3 of the MCU. You have Ant-Man and the Wasp in July. You have the secret movie that Wes has mentioned in November. Captain Marvel next March and Avengers 4 next May. They film both Avengers back-to-back. Are you jet? So what's the deal with Captain Marvel in this movie? Davey, you think she's going to be in it?
She's going to be in it because doesn't the Captain Marvel take place in like the 90s? Like,
yeah. I think
how are they going to pull that off? Like, how would we never have
heard
of her?
They're going to hear a backwards
then?
Message in a Nirvana CD.
Oh. So here's the thing I was thinking about on the way in. What if every one of us every day got Men in Black mind wiped? You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
Because
that's the whole point of that.
Wouldn't you eventually know?
No. You wouldn't know.
I didn't watch the movie well enough.
Why would you eventually
I was
know?
So distracted by Johnny Knoxville in the second one. Sorry.
He was great in that.
he was really good. But Captain Marvel, my prediction would be post-credit scene of some sort.
Post-credit scene, yeah.
Or at the very, she shows up at the end.
And she's like, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
And
like, she's like, what happened here?
I've been here the whole time.
She's like, call me Captain Marvel.
And she gets some of the thumbs up. And
then a cape rolls off her back.
No, what's going to happen
I'll replace the Vision.
You're going to see scenes from all the other movies with her just in the background waving.
Like, I was here the whole time.
No, as it turns out, once they defeat Thanos, she's been living in a shed the whole time. She's got a child with her. It's a really awkward, really, really upsetting, not great.
Man, that took a turn. But the acting is incredible.
Buck, this is no exaggeration. That's the funniest fucking thing you've ever said.
That is the greatest joke of all time. All right, what characters, let's go a little off the board here for a second. What characters that are not in the MCU would you most like to see in the MCU? Go ahead and use the Netflix characters if you want, because they're not in the goddamn
Marcus. His hand is up.
I would like to see Princess Di's limo driver, because you throw Thanos in the back and he'll be dead in an hour. Too soon?
No.
You can't make a Princess Di joke.
No, that's not. We don't like that. Edit that out. Mark tape on that. We're not putting that in the podcast. I don't want to be associated with any hard-edged Princess Di
joke. She was a princess, for Christ's sake.
That was the dumbest joke.
So that's the character he most wants in the MCU.
Princess Di's limo driver.
Guys, wait till next year. I'm going to have...
No, I'm not going to wait till next year. I live in the moment, Marcus. That was a terrible joke.
I'm going to have the best Monica Lewinsky joke next time. It's going to blow your mind.
That might be too soon.
I'm going to workshop it for a year.
That might be too soon.
I'm going to go... So characters I would love to see in the MCU. Fantastic Four, as Buck said.
They need to be in it.
X-Men, but no Gambit.
Because Jennifer...
Because he has a grudge. He has his own.
I have a personal vendetta.
Yeah. He has his own movie coming up. So
no, he doesn't.
He can't take.
He doesn't have his own movie coming up.
No time.
He doesn't have his own.
I've heard
movie
he might.
Up.
I'm heard he might.
And how about a Deadpool Spider-Man crossover movie?
Dude, I don't know if Deadpool could be in this.
I'm just saying.
I don't because it swings it too much.
They're getting no. They're already so quippy.
I'll say what he's so good at though is that when it's so serious around him, just him being funny around what's so serious, and that's what's going
to
be so good.
But I don't need my MCU characters talking to the to me.
I agree.
I don't even do that.
Yeah. Thor already did that.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He almost did, and I was terrified. I thought he was going to do it. I was like, oh, son of a bitch.
Now, wait. If you had Spider-Man show up in Deadpool 3 for 10 minutes, you don't think that would be a good...
I don't mind that. I don't mind that.
Those two together.
Or, whoa! Yeah. Whoa!
Goof. What was that noise?
Oh my what if God. Spider-Man is in what? Deadpool 2?
That'd be awesome.
Spider-Man.
He might be.
Could be.
What if he's possibly in Deadpool 2?
He could be.
The deal's not done yet.
You know what? You just fucking cracked the case wide open.
I did. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, folks.
Heard it here first.
Anyway, my answer is Silver Surfer.
Keith, no one cares anymore. No,
I know.
I know. Feeling it from the crowd.
All right, talking actual comics, Quasar, Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Miracle Man would be amazing just to have his own series. Based on these fans, I would say that the Westworld cast.
Anybody from Westworld?
Man would be great.
What, Buck.
My number one.
Hotel Rwanda!
My number one would be Ric Flair with the Real World Championship.
Stop with Ric Flair.
What about Sentry
this
or
is
She-Hulk?
A serious Sentry, question Deadpool about a awesome. Serious yeah. issue.
Yeah. Hear me
this
out.
Is serious.
You go Alf, Garfield and Friends, Alf and Simon Theodore, the Huey, Circle. Dewey, Louie.
The Fraggles.
Alf was the Marvel character. Slimer, Bugs Bunny.
Doozers.
All the Muppet Babies. Who cares?
I think.
But seriously, though, Magneto. Give me Magneto.
No, I'm not taking you seriously. No, that doesn't count. Strike it from the record.
Fast
you do not get that one.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
What about Legion?
To me, Magneto.
Ooh, Magneto, can I blow your mind a little bit?
Yeah.
No, Buck gave a thumbs down on a podcast.
I want.
Thanks, Buck.
I think wasn't the overall thumbs down. It was just the Legion.
Jackman said he would come back as Wolverine for an Avengers movie. Okay.
Legion's a big part, and by big part I mean he's one of like 100 characters in Avengers versus X-Men. Legion is in that.
So is Multiple Man.
Right now, though,
Multiple Man. Give me Multiple Man.
I don't want Hugh Jackman in this.
Speedball?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, you don't need him.
Speedball?
Speedball's good.
Unfortunate name, again. Speedball.
Well, not terrible.
And then Wonder Man.
So they cast Nathan Fillion as Wonder Man, but then I don't know what's happened since then.
No,
I don't know if he's going to be in like Guardians 3 or if he's going to be in Avengers 4 or what the deal is there.
I think the best opportunity is X-Men. If you can get Fassbender, please.
Yeah.
Get him
Fassbender.
I do.
What would be really cool, is Fassbender and Scarlet Witch scene.
Daughter.
And she's like, what? And
you're
like,
dollars to donuts.
What?
You will shed a tear when they speak to each other.
Yes. No, oh, I'd cry. Sure I would.
Of the X-Men movies, not counting Logan, name your favorite scenes. Fassbender's in all of them.
Okay.
He's in all of them, except... Like,
true or false?
Why are you getting mad about it?
True.
You seem a little hot about it.
It's not because I'm in love with him, because he's amazing and beautiful.
True or false? You have a shoebox full of unsent letters to Michael Fassbender under your bed.
Just mail them out.
What's the worst that's gonna happen?
Just because I know where him and Tom Hardy live doesn't mean that I think they're more than any other.
Is Venom in the universe? Will we get Venom?
Yes,
please.
Eventually. Yeah.
Eventually,
don't
right?
Blow it. Don't
no,
blow it.
No, people don't like if Venom.
People are down on Venom here,
dude. That people at the bar are down on Venom.
That trailer sucked.
Tomorrow,
let's be honest.
New one coming tomorrow.
New one tomorrow.
The first one was.
You mean today?
And by tomorrow, I mean right now. We probably just tweeted it out at Dork Podcast. So make sure you're listening to this while watching that.
Can we just.
And then delete it, and then download this again. Delete it, download it again. Delete it, download it again.
And rate it 5 stars.
Can we just be honest, though?
Chuck Teets here.
I don't want to be honest, Marcus.
The first trailer was a little underwhelming.
Venom? It wasn't great.
It was
But you got to admit, Tom Hardy, Michelle Williams wouldn't be in a
Michelle
trash
Williams.
Movie, would
but
they?
I think Tom Hardy would do it as the lead. I don't think Michelle Williams
she
would.
She wouldn't sign up. No. As like his girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah, but how would you feel?
Maybe she's Venom.
She's like Lady Venom. She's like She Venom or whatever it's called.
How would you feel if tomorrow we complain about all of like not?
And by tomorrow you mean Tuesday.
So Goosday.
Okay.
How would you feel after seeing the preview, after complaining about not seeing Venom's costume, and then in the next preview we see Venom's costume? Sorry, suit. Sorry,
suit,
Dave.
Suit.
I didn't say anything.
Suit.
He's coming at me. I didn't even say anything.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
So we see his suit, but then we also see fucking Spider-Man swing by.
No.
Would you get pissed at that?
Yeah, kind of.
A little bit.
Yeah, but, too much.
Yeah, but you just threw the Spider-Man thing in there at the end.
With these trailers, we're going to see it anyways.
All right,
we don't need anything in these.
It's all right. We're having a good time.
We're having a good time. Hold them back.
We're having a good time.
Why is no one wearing their masks?
Why is he wearing a mask?
By the way, if anybody is still listening in the audience, coming up shortly, we're going to do a Q&A. So come up with a question if you would like, and you can ask the panel any question
Q
you would like.
Q stands for question.
We're going to do that in a moment. You can come up here,
answer.
Introduce yourself on the podcast, ask a question. All right, one of the final things I have, I'm going to rapid fire some solo characters from the MCU. You tell me if they deserve a solo movie or not.
Like one at a time or like...
Do they deserve it or we want it? Want it.
It's the same goddamn thing, all right.
Mac. Can I just
do they
mine?
Deserve it? I don't know, man. According to you, do they deserve it? You don't have to go too in depth into this.
Can I just pitch mine?
No.
Are you sure? It's pretty good.
Yeah, sure.
Hear me out. I want a podcast with Korg and Meek. Whoa! I got that. Little pop.
Little Korg.
That was
Meek.
Not a pop. That was a boo. They booed
I would see a Korg and Meek movie.
All right.
Korg and Meek podcast. Yeah.
All right. Do we want to see a Black Widow solo film?
No.
Yes.
We already did. It was called Red Sparrow, yes. And it was terrible.
Pre-reduction? Yes.
Oh, my Christ. This again with this.
Express.
She's more comfortable now.
Express.
I mean, it might be the
she perfect... She doesn't have back problems anymore.
It might be the perfect time because Red Sparrow didn't do very well.
That's right.
You know,
so we need a Black Widow movie. Do we need a Hawkeye movie?
No.
Sorry.
You couldn't finish that.
Sorry.
You couldn't even finish it.
Guys, seriously, though, do we need a Hawkeye, Linda Cardellini... What's it like to be a retired marksman?
They can do
movie
a TV
on a farm.
Show. They can do a TV show.
They can do a Netflix series and never talk about the goddamn MCU.
There's plenty of hot guys
you put
in Magic
Linda Cardellini
Mike.
In that's there, true. And that's I'm true. In. So
does Scarlet Witch deserve her own solo film?
No.
Buck, you can talk whenever you want. You don't need to raise your hand still.
I'm all the way over here.
I'm going to say what you're going to say, though. Go ahead.
First. It's not Scarlet Witch needs her own film, but House of M is a fantastic storyline.
Oh, yes. Good call on that.
Revolves around Scarlet Witch. So if that's the solo movie, then yes. She
But I was going to say, if Scarlet Witch and Vision had a movie together, that might be a movie.
Yeah, that was a really
good
series.
With Fassbender.
Maybe
called The Honeymooners.
Happy. Matrimony.
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch and the Olsen Twins. New York Minute.
With rebooted. Eugene Levy.
Reboot it.
With Eugene Levy. All right, let's go with Vision.
No.
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 No. God, no.
War Machine.
No.
No.
Yes. Hotel Rwanda.
Yes!
With War Machine.
I don't get it.
I understand it. War Machine. He's just out.
I think the most underrated character at this point, it's too late to give him a solo film, but I am a big Falcon guy.
No, because
I'm a huge Falcon. What are you looking at me like that for? No, I'm a huge Falcon
guy. In my mind, Cap is going to die and Falcon's going to become Captain America.
So yes.
If that happens,
good.
Good question. Who becomes Captain America?
There are two choices, basically. Falcon and Bucky Barnes.
Dirty Bird.
Who would you rather have?
Well, they just said Bucky Barnes is the White Wolf.
So it has
to be Falcon.
Yeah, but there's also some guy tweeted out the picture of Bucky Barnes with the shield.
Yeah.
Is it Feige again?
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know.
Some guy, the director of the movie. But who
the executive producer of the movie.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, he's the executive producer. And finally, Korg.
Yes.
Korg and Meek.
Solo Korg film.
Podcast.
Planet Hulk.
Podcast.
World War Hulk. World War Hulk.
Do a Gladiator movie, but with Korg.
Yes. No, you do World War Hulk.
No, they kind of already did, though.
No, they didn't.
Well, not enough.
That's Planet Hulk.
Can I ask a question of comic
no.
Buck?
Yes. You may ask the first question in the Q&A.
Is Korg part of like comics at all?
Yes.
He's a huge part of Planet Hulk. And Planet Hulk would be a fantastic... World War Hulk would be a fantastic
Uncle
double
Buck,
film. Yes.
Was he silly in World War Hulk?
No. Not at all. He was actually the one that causes the whole problem where Hulk ends up blowing up
but it was,
killing his wife.
Was it like a part
thing.
Of like an inconvenience or was it... Like he tripped over a wire and he unplugged something.
It was not a goo situation where he left the iron on. It was a situation where
it's the Jar Jar Binks of World War Hulk.
Or may I, the crock pot.
You may.
Like
yes.
In, you know.
I do know. I do know.
This is us.
All right. Yeah.
Anybody? No pop for that. No pop for that.
All right. Anybody have any final thoughts here on Avengers Infinity War, which comes out this week? And we will, of course, have a standalone episode next week.
Yeah, standalone episode next week. And I would like to thank, by the way, if you guys, my final thought is thank you, all the ambient noise, you guys, for coming out. Thank you. Like I said, I live 2 hours away. Like, I had no idea that this many people actually listen to this thing. So thank you so much for coming out. And I, again, thank you for recognizing that I am a real person.
Everyone stop clapping. The podcast is not over.
It's not over.
It's not over.
We have a Q&A coming up.
Yes. The last chance I'm going to have to say that. So thank you.
Well, that's not entirely true. Way, your microphone's still in front of you.
I am extremely excited for Thursday.
Good.
This is the most anticipated movie since the Phantom Menace.
Oh, that's a good...
And,
well,
you know what? I feel
a lot
like
of Jar Jar fans.
I hope it's just as good. Jar Jar.
Misa Jar Jar Binks.
So that's actually a good question. Yeah, what is the most anticipated movie prior to this
it's
that you can
Phantom
remember
Menace. For it
you?
It has to be
Phantom Menace. Anticipated.
Okay.
Anticipated.
A little movie called Scream 4.
Oh, shut up.
That ever fucking think of that one?
You guys ever hear of Hotel Rwanda?
Now, I mean. Let's not sleep on The Last Jedi, though, because people
that's
were
a good
pretty
point.
Excited.
That's a good point. That's
people
a good
were
point.
Excited about that.
I think the last time Keef's Keys was brought up on the radio.
Keef's Keys, very popular.
Very anticipated.
I did not expect the Hotel Rwanda love today.
My final thought on Infinity War is I am afraid they're going to get gun-shy. They got gun-shy in Civil War. They got gun-shy
Nobody
in Ultron.
Dies.
No one dies.
Just give me a consequential death.
Okay.
That's all I want.
I think you're going to get it.
Buck, you got a final thought?
I don't.
Okay.
Rich.
Well said. All right,
Rich, I'm really sorry to put you on the spot here, but do you have Keef's keys to Infinity War?
They are in my bag, so I cannot do Keef's keys.
By the way, Keef is a janitor, by the way.
I have a lot of keys. Don't worry about it. The keys to Infinity War, I guess, would be either bring nips in, like plenty of nips. It's 2.5 hours,
right,
but you don't want too much soda because then you have to run out
and pee. Off.
And they will.
And as you know, I'm a big proponent of the two nips of rum with the icy.
Oh, that's nice. Yes. That's very nice.
Yes.
People go wild for that.
Yeah.
All right, if anybody is interested, let's open it up to a Q&A right now. If anybody wants to take part in this, walk all the way up
please
here.
Please form a single file line.
Both of you.
All one of you. Get in front of that microphone. Introduce yourself to the podcast and then ask your question.
Use your Twitter handle.
Yeah, that would help.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
The Walking Ken.
Hey! Oh, Walking Ken! Yes.
Of Mammoth Gamers.
Yes. What is up, sir?
Keith, this is for you. If John Farrell was a Marvel Universe villain, what villain would he be?
He would be...
It's a great question.
It is Malekith. A great question. It is a great question.
Malekith.
The Ironmonger.
Oh, nice.
He would be the Ironmonger.
And why?
He's kind of big...
always giving stern looks.
Kind of big.
Prefer younger women.
He may. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And he's easily defeatable.
Any more questions?
Come on up. Ask us whatever you would like.
Here we go.
It doesn't have to be related.
We've got a second.
Please introduce yourself first and then ask your question.
We got Backcracker here.
Backcracker?
Lean in a little bit.
Lean in there.
First question.
Yes.
You can raise the microphone.
MCU Buddy Cop movie.
Ooh.
And Keith.
Yes.
Is Dale a fan of Keef's Keys?
Dale, it reluctantly is a fan of Keef's Keys. He may not tell anybody that on the radio, but I think he is a fan of Keef's Keys. Best buddy cop movie. We already sort of saw one with Thor and Hulk.
Yep.
What do you think it could be?
In the MCU or just
yeah, in the MCU.
In the MCU.
There's a lot of good choices.
Right off the top of the noggin, straight from the trailer, Star-Lord and Iron Man would be fantastic.
They would be very funny.
Yep.
They'd be very funny.
Strange and Spider-Man.
Strange and Spider-Man is a good one.
Shuri and Spider-Man.
I think Rocket and anybody, man. I'm telling you. Rocket is funny, and just their interactions with him.
Hear me out. Could
Rocket
be really
and Groot. You know what? Honestly, I don't hate that. Rocket and Groot basically was in Guardians
Speak
1.
Speak directly into the microphone.
We Next also question. Have a lot of Mac and Goo t-shirts
lean
to give away
in,
as well.
In.
Please introduce yourself.
Hi,
you look very familiar.
Voice.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
May I just say this right now? You have a very low masculine voice.
She's yelling Westworld.
Yes,
I was going to say she was screaming for Westworld.
Sir, your question.
Hi, I'm Elena. at Elaine Penny Lane. I'm Goose's sister.
You didn't need to say that.
All right, fine though.
A little peek behind the curtain.
Brag! Brag!
This is a question for Goo. Senior year in humanities, you handed in a paper about Hotel Rwanda.
I did.
Did you write it?
Well, first off, we know the answer that you wrote it. I don't want to get into the fact that I didn't write a lot of my paper senior year.
How did you do on that paper, though?
I just wanted to take it back to Hotel Rwanda, a movie I've never seen.
But I described to you.
You wrote the paper.
She got an A-minus on the paper.
I got an A-minus on the paper.
So pretty much, it's kind of like having a podcast. I described the movie to her.
Yes.
She then transcribed it, and we got an A-minus.
Nicely done.
Wow.
That's all I wanted.
Thank you, Elena.
Now, that'd be a good buddy cop series right there, these two.
I don't know how to read / type / write.
Goo can't read. Goo can't read.
No. This is Hotel an episode of Dork.
So now we know with Goo can't read.
And for Elena's contribution, she wins a copy of Rango without the case.
We have prizes up here, guys.
Now we know why Goo was yelling at the crowd because his whole family is in the front row.
Would anybody else like to ask us a question?
Anything.
Come on up to the front.
Up.
Yes, here we go. Introduce yourself. Fire away.
Hello. You can find me on the PlayStation Network as Daddy Freedom 1776.
Great name.
This question is for Mac. If you could choose the Avengers to play in a Fortnite squad, who would you choose?
Awesome question.
Wow. Did you say Fortnite?
Fortnite.
Mac is our resident Fortnite.
You need a brains guy. Captain America's got to be the leader of the team.
Okay.
You need someone super aggressive, kind of a wild card. Give me Star-Lord. And then you need someone that's actually really good. So give me Thor and give me Shuri's probably pretty good.
Dude,
give me Shuri.
I hate to say it. Hawkeye. Who's building your forts? Dude, I hate him, but you need Hawkeye.
Do you think he's using the crossbow the whole time?
Yes, the whole time. Put that fucking thing down. He's like, no, I'm good with it. Don't worry about it. I'm fine.
And
he's
for,
sniping.
For his contribution. For his contribution, he won a copy of How to Train Your Dragon.
Nice.
Without the case.
Hold on, nice. Marcus, why do you have these?
My sister moved out and left them.
So he's just giving stuff out. So we literally do have prizes. Come on up and ask a question if anybody has a question.
The next
gift is a used chair.
Oh, awesome. go ahead and lean right in there.
The
yes, go ahead.
Eat the mic.
So what's the one surprise character that you guys want to see in the movie?
Ooh, that's a good
question. For me, it's Silver Surfer. And I haven't completely ruled it out yet. I think there maybe is an outside chance. I would say Surfer.
I would say Captain Marvel.
I would like to see Captain Marvel. That would be great.
I really want to see Nova. I want to see that Dick Ryder in that movie.
Okay, Wes. Thank you very much.
Dick Ryder.
I guess Adam Warlock. But
yeah, that's a good one. Too.
Anybody that crosses over. Anybody that brings the X-Men, the Fox Caitlin franchise. Jenner. Into the MCU.
Mac! Who's the most likely?
Ric Flair.
Oh, my God.
Alf. I want to see Alf.
It's got to be Jackman. If it's an X-Men, it's got to be Jackman.
It'd be Wolverine, right? Yeah. And then you could figure it out from there.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, yeah.
James Marsden.
Princess Di's chauffeur. And for that question, he got Dan in Real Life, which is a movie where...
I love that movie.
I like that movie a lot.
Steve Carell.
Actually, can I have that?
I like that movie poster because Steve Carell puts his face in a pile of pancakes.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Flapjacks.
He sure does.
Oh, I'm sorry,
sure
flapjacks.
Come on up. Yes, come on up.
And a wonderful performance from Diane Wiest.
Also Dane Cook.
Yeah. All right.
Can I ask a Deadpool-related question?
Yeah, of course you can.
What do you guys make out of Shatterstar's outfit that we saw in the trailer?
I think it's so ridiculous that it's awesome.
It might be good. I think it could lead to a lot of good quips.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not great. I'll be honest. It's
not
great.
If you listen, but it's Nick Fryer, by the way.
Nick, thank you very much, Nick.
Nick Fryer. I think
wearing a Red Hood shirt, by the way.
Awesome.
You don't see a lot of Red Hood shirts.
And I love
it. Soon to be Michael B. Jordan, of course.
Yes, it should be.
But if you watch the trailer, like he says, I'm Shatterstar in such a way that it's like, I know you're going to make fun of me, but like, my name's Shatterstar. Like,
yeah, they're going to crush him.
They're going to like make fun of him for it.
Not only is he wearing a Red Hood shirt, but it's a long sleeve Red Hood shirt.
Which is awesome.
Oh, it's amazing. It's the best kind.
That means you chose that shirt.
He
did. That wasn't available.
It wasn't a free one.
You said, I don't want the tee.
No.
Give me the long sleeve just in case it gets a little cool.
It's cold. It's been a cold spring. Really not even a spring. Am I right, gang?
May I speak for you?
Yes.
Jason Todd, worst Robin, best anti-hero in Batman.
Yes, worst Robin for sure. Best character.
In that long sleeve, he just got a copy of Ice Age, which is going to keep him warm while he's watching the movie.
Thank you very much, Marcus. That's very well done. All right, any more questions here?
come on up, ask your question. It can be about anything, and you get something. You ask
don't
a question.
Don't be gun shy. The microphone does not bite.
There's got a couple DVDs. Of gifts. There's also Mac and Goo t-shirts yes. that you're going to be wearing yes, on your way are. Home. It's very exciting.
Marcus was also wonderful enough to bring a Jupiter Ascending poster for a lucky fan.
Yeah, that movie's terrible. So if you want the poster.
That's actually serious. We're not making that
we're
up.
Not making
that's
it up right there.
It's actually a Jupiter Ascending poster for some lucky person.
Our friend in the Jordan podcast t-shirt.
That's a great t-shirt.
Beautiful shirt, sir.
I think he gets the poster.
Is that Marcus yeah, the does photo, hang movie it. Posters in his house? Yes. And he said, I don't want to
you get the poster.
Jupiter Ascending poster. So just introduce yourself and then ask whatever you want.
Who do you guys think is more likely to be the next Cap if and when he dies? Falcon or Bucky?
Great question. I think it's actually Falcon.
I think Falcon too.
Yeah. I think Bucky.
I think it's Bucky, Bucky strictly think because of the Bucky star too? On his arm.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Bucky.
You got to go Bucky.
I think it could. I mean, both, would be,
Falcon.
Both would be good choices. I think both would be able to handle it. Yeah. I'm going to go Falcon, but
Falcon's got a pretty dope backpack.
But so. Falcon also has his own sweet character as is. Like, he doesn't need to change. Plus, he has Red Wing. He's going to be able to fly around with that as Captain yeah. America. Maybe not.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming out. Come on. We still got prizes to give out for anybody who asks a question.
No more posters.
Two more DVDs.
We have two more DVDs here. Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs.
Not bad. That's a good one.
And He's Just Not That Into You.
I love
not
how
it's... Not a bad choice.
That's decent.
Why is, ladies. It, why is announcing them a good thing?
Ladies.
Yeah, maybe we should have kept that under our hat. I'm not entirely sure.
And one of them is a pornography.
I think everyone already owns that one.
Yeah. So here they come. They're lining up.
That might be the problem. All right. Well, you know what? If nobody else wants to... Here
no,
we go.
We got
here
one. We go. We got one.
Please introduce yourself.
It's the janitor.
Yes.
Okay, Joel.
Joel?
I don't
Joel.
Have a Twitter, so...
That's fine.
It's awkward, you know.
Yeah.
Mac.
Sup?
Yeah.
Thoughts on Frasier, please.
Oh, fuck. I can't deal with
Frasier.
I don't understand. Frasier everyone
sucks.
Else on the... You don't like Frasier either.
No.
Thank
no.
God. Thank God.
Frasier won.
These two idiots
so
love
many
Frasier.
Emmys.
Who cares about the award?
No, Frasier's a trash
it's show. A thinking,
Emmy award-winning oh actor, Emmy award-winning father, no, Emmy award-winning
so
dog.
Boring. It's so fucking boring.
Yeah, but you have to
or
admit,
smart.
It's a thinking man show. I understand why you don't like it.
The boom. The best character
who,
was the
who
dog.
Who in the audience
you can't
likes
tell me
Frasier?
It's not. No,
who
no,
likes
no,
Frasier? We got
no,
two.
No,
we got three.
No,
a lot of boos for Frasier.
Frasier was not in the comics.
I see those hands. I see those hands.
Frasier is in the comics, but that's fine.
No, he's not.
All right, any non-Frasier questions to wrap things up?
If or not, more I say, Frasier questions.
But if not, we can get into the pick of the podcast, and I guess we'd wrap things up. What do we say?
Let's do it.
A little pick of the podcast time?
All right, let's do it.
Last chance,
ready,
folks.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
All right, of course, first, our pick of the podcast will be the host of the first ever hashtag Dork Live recording, Idle Hands Brewery. Thank you very much. To everybody here at Idle Hands, it's some of my favorite beer. It is my favorite beer. The 4-seam and the 6-seam are two of my two favorites going. So whenever they're available,
that's
I come
like
down to Idle Hands.
Baseball stuff.
It is baseball stuff, and they're delicious IPAs.
The spin really, rate on the 4-seam.
May I say this thing? Really, it's a real home run.
It's a home run. Also, shout out to Vern Troyer.
Ooh. Vern Troyer.
Mini-me, dead at the age of 49. It was a hard 49. He lived a long time.
Wait, I've been to workshop in this one.
Here we go.
Seems like it's the only thing that short about him was his lifespan, too, not just his height.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
That's terrible.
Vern Troyer in the surreal life.
I don't
life.
Care for that.
Vern Troyer in the surreal life was unbelievable. Some of the best television ever.
Peeing on the rascal.
Yeah,
like, you switch the seat in the rascal.
Vanilla Ice
in the ground.
And Ron Jeremy
and
in that
like,
season. Unbelievable.
He's like,
He's like a tiny goo. It's amazing.
He's a little guy.
He's a tear.
All right, what do you guys got for picking the pod?
Since I didn't, I'm just going to, you know what I'm going to, you know where I'm going with this.
Please.
I don't know if anyone here is, I invited them to come. Anyone from Illusion Grips, if you guys have been to Illusion Grips, if you guys play a lot of video games, you need some grips for your controller, please go to illusiongrips.ticktail.com. They've been a great sponsor for us. They've been wonderful to us, so please check them out and hit them up as soon as you can.
I got a bit of a Keefspiracy, and by a show of hands...
No, stop talking to the crowd.
Who thinks Vern Troyer died on purpose to be the pick of the podcast this week?
it's a great Keefspiracy.
And for those of you keeping track
that's
at home,
everybody.
That was way too many hands.
That was a lot of hands. They're in on that one. They're in on that Keefspiracy more than anything else.
He sat back. He's like, I heard you're doing a live Dork podcast.
I need to be mentioned again. This is the best way to do it.
He hasn't been in a movie since... what was the guru? The Love Guru. Thank you.
Love Guru. Right. Yeah, Love
Jacques,
Guru.
Jacques Lecoq.
Thank you.
Jacques Lecoq.
Worst hockey movie of all time.
Mac, what do you have?
Pick of the podcast, of course, Watertown Sportswear, who makes our fantastic Mac and Goo t-shirts. You can find Watertown Sportswear, 34 Mont
right
Auburn
here.
Street.
You can find Mac and Goo t-shirts right
here.
We got
right
Mac
now.
And Goo tees coming out of
34 Mont Auburn Street, Watertown, Mass. 617-924-1840. They do screen printing, and embroidery, Watertown Sportswear.
Off the dome!
Wes, what do you got? Pick of the pod.
The Goldbergs. Have you seen this show?
No.
Have you heard about this show?
You hear this? You see
Listen,
this?
Have you seen this?
It doesn't sound great.
No, it's I'm telling
funny.
You.
Is it good?
It's on Hulu. You got all five seasons on Hulu. No commercials. 22 minutes of hilarity. I gut laugh. I belly laugh at least once an episode.
Yes.
It is awesome.
Oh, snap.
It is awesome.
Before Marcus, before you go, a little bit of news. Hulu, speaking of Hulu, they just picked up all five seasons of Friday Night Lights.
I know.
Friday Night Lights is coming to Hulu.
That's huge news.
Yes, that is big stuff.
$11 a month for premium, $11.
Buy it.
There's no commercials.
$11 for Hulu?
$11. It's worth it. It's worth it. You get.
What, am I made of money over
no,
here?
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing about Hulu.
$11 for Hulu.
The Mindy Project.
Stop.
Hulu.
We got two.
No, we're not celebrating the Mindy Project.
But Hulu is every Universal project.
Yeah.
So they've got Akira. They've got all your anime needs if you're a nerd.
Oh,
dork,
nerd. So many
anyway,
needs.
Akira.
I think you mean dork.
Dork.
Sorry.
Dork.
We're dorks.
All those things.
And Fox. So yep. Anything Fox.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get Fox.
All right, what do you got, Marcus? This should be good.
So my wife.
Something French.
Oh, excuse me, who?
My wife.
Thank you.
Introduced me to A Queer Eye for a Straight Guy on Netflix. And I literally cried in 6 out of 8 episodes because
that
it was so moving.
75%!
75!
Math and goo.
All right.
Resident.
Thank you for that, Marcus.
See how you're inclusive.
That's very nice. Yes, like that's
your
very
podcast
good.
Just
that's
got
that's very
so
good.
Inclusive.
Thank you. I say before we get to Uncle Buck, we have a quick My Wife Off. I will start, and then it'll be Davey, it'll be Goo, it'll be Mac, it'll be Wes, it'll be Marcus, it'll be Uncle Buck.
I feel like Mac and I won't have good ones because we don't have
it. Oh, that's fine. You have a wife. You can fake
it. You can fake it.
Actually, if anyone wants to, you know, go on a date.
Mac is very active on Tinder.
On Tinder.
Very active.
If you like what you see.
Gentlemen,
who wants to go on a date with Jeffrey McNamara? He's a firefighter.
All right.
McNamara.
All right. We're going to start real quick. My Wife Off. Ready?
Yeah.
Say your name first so people listening can know who it is. Yep. Rich Keefe.
My wife.
Ryan Davey.
My wife.
Goo.
My wife.
What are you, like a pizza guy?
Oh, that's not good. That's what, eliminate that one. That's already third.
What Mac. And my wife.
No.
Wesley.
And my wife.
Not Italian.
No, it's not. This is
Marcus. My wife.
Uncle Buck,
pretty good.
This is Buck. And I'm going to go William Shatner. My wife.
All right. All right, Uncle Buck wins. Uncle Buck wins. All right, Uncle
yeah.
Buck, what's your pick of the podcast?
Well, thank to Marcus's wife for feeding us beers this whole time.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was fantastic.
Pick of the pod, Marcus's wife.
I'm calling an Uber later. But in Davey's realm, I will say, first of all, check out the PlayStation 4. Very exciting.
It's very, very
brand
nice.
New,
it's
brand new.
And Bruno Sammartino passed away 11 years.
Bruno Sammartino.
11 years.
Bruno Sammartino, absolutely.
But also, May 5th.
Good choice.
Free comic book day. Go to your, support your local nice. Comic
good
book
one.
Shops.
Good one.
Hey, guys, Comic Stop
South,
over in
South
Watertown.
Burles, South Burroughs
Comic Stop, Watertown.
My shop. They gave us the gauntlet for today, so support your local comic shop.
And
Watertown
before we get out of
Sportswear.
Here, before we get out of here, Uncle Buck, you got a podcast on WAAF. Where can the people find you?
At Real BS 101. The Boston Sports 101 podcast. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Boxers, where can we find you guys?
We are on iTunes. We are on Spotify before
Fuck
Mac and
you.
Goo.
That's
Fuck
horseshit.
You.
Horseshit.
All right. Do you want to plug anything else? We're on Spotify. That's your big takeaway?
Guys, just listen to our episodes. Yeah. We talk. Tomorrow we have an I, Tonya episode. Everyone's been waiting.
I like I, Tonya. It's a nice film. Mac and Goo, first of all, Goo, thank you very much for setting this all up. Yeah. In all seriousness, we couldn't have done this without Goo.
Hang on, because I know he loves. Hey, how about a big hand for Goo? A big hand for Goo, everybody.
For Goo.
Yeah, big
I think Hotel Rwanda got a bigger head.
Yeah, it did. It got the, if I had to rate
Don't
the
worry,
pops, it'd be Hotel Rwanda.
This Goo's Day, Hotel Rwanda! Mac, let's go home and record that episode. Don't live together, by the way. It was a joke.
Where can the people find you?
You can find us at Mac and Goo Podcast on the Twitter. We're also at Mac and Goo Podcast on Instagram. On every other platform, we are Mac ampersand Goo. You can find us on Spreaker, Facebook, Stitcher, TuneIn, CastBox, iHeartRadio.
Soon Spotify, so fuck the boxes.
We're on Google Play. Yeah, we can't find us.
Let's not turn this into a Spotify off. Nobody gives a shit.
The most important thing.
iTunes, but also this Goo's Day.
Oh my God.
We are doing a best in series, the Marvel Cinematic Universe with Richard Milhouse Keith.
That's not my middle name.
It definitely is.
That is an insult.
Check it out.
Nixon joke.
Also, and again, I will mention that ladies in the house, you can find Jeffrey McNamara on Tinder. If you look right now, he's probably very close to you.
Tinder.
I can't grow good facial hair. I am sometimes nice.
Don't beat yourself up.
All right, and again, I'm Ryan Davey from the Hashtag Dork Podcast. You can find me at RVonD on any and all major social media outlets. Richard.
You can rate, review, subscribe on the iTunes, Hashtag Dork. We are at Dork Podcast on Twitter, YouTube.com/DorkPodcast, DorkPodcast@gmail.com. It's all good.
And we're still looking for a Mercy Main on PSVR.
Yes, our Triforce Overwatch squad.
Mercy Mains?
Anyone play Overwatch?
Mercy Main. Who wants to heal us?
D.Va, though.
And Davey, if you don't mind, just give us sort of a Davey PSA to sign off.
Look, I've been hearing this a lot in the news recently, and I think everybody, if you're listening, please listen up. If you're eating salads, cut the shit. There's some bad lettuce out there right now. A lot of E. coli.
Yeah.
You know, my wife had a salad right before we came here. I'm a little nervous to drive home with her. But there's some bad shit going on with some romaine lettuce. So.
USA!
Yeah.
USA!
Yeah. All right.
USA! USA! USA!
Thank you very much for attending. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next
much,
week
everybody.
With our full Infinity War breakdown. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yes.